Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. There was a lot of buzz about a truck driver winning the $338 million Powerball jackpot. The winning ticket was sold in New Jersey, but the story spun by a truck stop manager was a myth. ABC's Aaron Turkey was late.
The oversized $338 million Powerball check has only question marks on the pay to the order of line. Jersey Lottery's...
What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling arms to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be preaching are no warriors.
Well, they're telling you all that's right. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on the day after Palm Sunday and the first day of Passover. It's at nightfall. Wait a minute, Ben, I ain't done yet.
It's Christmas out there.
No, wait a minute. No. The first day of Passover and the last snow of the year. No. And today's date is the 25th of March.
No.
It's 25th of December?
Look outside.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I'm dreaming.
But I have a question for you.
Easter? What?
Why did they close the schools? What is, I don't understand.
It was
there was school closings today.
Yeah, but it was nasty down my way. Paula said she saw six accidents between Salem and Canton.
Six accidents?
Yeah.
In fact, I don't remember.
They was winching a truck out of the ditch out in front of the house.
Listen. I don't understand. We didn't have, come on now. Do you guys remember having a snow day with this little snow outside?
I don't know. Six accidents.
Yeah.
Well, that means they can't drive.
No. Well, my mom calls, you know, me and my four siblings with five accidents, but.
Well, that might be true, but still. I mean, you're the five accidents, but just think about it, you know.
Well, there was four accidents in me. I was a wreck.
Yeah. Train wreck.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today, and we'll go where you want to go. But I'm just saying, you know, help me out here. What in the world is going on with the snow days?
Well, they got, I mean, it's spring. They can use them up now.
No, they
can't.
Because
they used a lot of two-hour delays throughout the year.
It's part of the federal furlough program. It's part of the, you know.
Here's what I don't understand.
What?
In all the years that I worked in a shop, I don't ever remember them closing the place for snow. In fact, in the 42 years that my dad worked at Union Metal in Canton, they closed the place one time. 42 years. One time.
So tell me.
And that was 1978, and there was a blizzard.
So tell me. I mean, I'm serious here. Tell me why we have snow days today.
Just to torture Mel-In.
Just the who?
Yeah, because they delivered rain nor shine nor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the only way we have a snow day, so, you know.
Can you believe the protest because they want to quit delivering mail on Saturdays? Who cares if they bring my junk mail on Saturday or not?
I mean, businesses, you know, the banks are closed. It's not like your check's going to get cashed.
Well, no, right. The banks open until 1.
Yeah, but the mail doesn't get there till 3.
Well, that is true, I mean, too. But here's the reasoning that makes me crazy. I saw one of these protests in the letter carriers. And they're saying, well, you know, these elderly people depend on their medicine getting there on Saturday. Now, wait a minute. If you've got medicine coming through the U.S. mail,
and you're depending
and you're
on
it, cutting it that close.
Yeah, you deserve to die.
Something's wrong.
Yeah,
you know.
You're not thinking straight there.
No. You got to understand the insurance companies. If you call in and try to pre-plan.
Oh, you mean like those 3-month programs where they give you instead of 30 pills, 90 pills?
If you actually think that you can get a prescription a day ahead of time, you know, tomorrow I'm going to run out, right? I'm going to be on my last two, then I'm going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the pharmacy and you try to get your prescription refilled a day earlier than the 30 days,
mm-hmm.
Guess what?
That's why you need
They'll
to go.
They'll send you home.
That's why you go to your doctor and ask for samples.
You're not ordering it through the mail.
No, you are. Medco is where the Petco.
Now wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. So you're ordering it the day you have to have it through the mail, and you're
No. You sign up on a program. It's actually a program where you enlist into. All right, and then every
90 days,
it automatically
you
refills.
Get a 3-month. Yeah, right. It automatically refills.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I think
some days
it comes
on Saturdays. Well,
right.
It depends on how long the script is.
Right.
It all depends. Uh-huh. And so if you're on a, if it's designed so it doesn't come
till the day you run out.
Well,
right.
It depends, because you have to understand, if you're going out of town, if you're going to do something, I mean, they don't coordinate this.
Well,
so, and no, don't get me wrong.
I
disagree with the with the protest of the mail, but then I disagree with the way that the federal government has botched up the whole mail system. You have to understand, the whole problem with the mail program is the federal government running it. See, the bureaucracy of the federal, because remember, they have $1 billion set aside waiting for every mailman in the country to blow up at the same time for their workman's compensation or their extended.
Yeah, but you know what? They earn that. I mean, come on. How many times you heard about postal people going postal?
But the whole
that's a war zone in there.
But the whole postal system will not go completely postal all over the country at the same time on the same day. I hope not.
You know, there's something wrong with that system inherently, because if you got, I mean, it's
they need to let the postmaster general. Right now, you got a postmaster general that wants to do a few things.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you need to get
the federal government out of it. Well,
you got
a postmaster general that's not allowed to run his own department.
No, you've got the problem. The problem is you've got bureaucracy tied into.
That's the problem. You've got Congress.
Federal government.
They hired a man to run the post office. Then you've got the Congress telling the man that they hired to run the post office how to run the post office.
Minute, hold on.
And they can't even balance their own budget.
But they don't even have a problem, because their problem is, they are governed by the Congress, and their funding comes from Congress. That's how, but they have no power, because if they had power, then why is Youngstown no longer a distribution center? And our mail goes from now to Pittsburgh.
Their funding
back to
doesn't
Youngstown.
Come from Congress.
Where does it come from?
Their stamps.
Yeah, they're self-perpetuating.
No. The legislation of how they spend their money. It is congressional. Their rules come from Congress.
Well, their rules come from Congress.
Right.
Yes, but their money
does
not.
But their money, right. They don't get any taxpayer
dollars.
Yeah,
that's no taxpayer dollars
whatsoever. That's why they're having this big argument.
But they have $1 billion in a slush fund sitting to the side because of a regulation that Congress made.
But having a father that watched his all of his retirement be sent to the PBGC, that money needs to be there for their retirement.
No, not the whole 100% of their retirement.
Why not?
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Ben, do you think it's crazy to make sure they pre-fund their retirements before they have to pay it out?
Actually, I think it's perfectly sane.
No. You don't have to pre-fund your whole retirement system.
I think we should have. Yeah,
to. Yeah. Absolutely.
Why?
I think every company should have to pre-fund their pension.
Why? Let's just ask the people in Cyprus that.
Let's ask the people at General Motors. Let's ask every person who has had their pension
referred
to the PBGC. If that company shouldn't have had to have that money.
Not 100%.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to agree with
that. Then I'm not going to hire anyone.
That's good. You don't have to.
And as a matter of fact, you shouldn't get a pension. You don't get a pension anymore.
Well, there you go.
But
that's
you have to understand.
But
100%
yes,
insured?
It should be 100% fully funded.
No.
If it's not 100% fully funded, how are you going to fund it
Wait. Let me ask you a question. If you were to fund your own pension, would it be 100% funded?
But you don't. Listen, every employee.
No, answer my question. Answer my question.
Personally,
if you.
No, hold on.
Personally, if
personally,
you funded
yes,
your own pension. Okay.
Listen,
so
no,
watch, so
no,
if a
no.
company is a.
Because
doing your pension for you, taking your money from your check.
It's not my money from my check.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
no, it's not.
It's money you would have earned.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not the way the federal government works.
We're not talking about federal government.
Yes, we are.
We're talking about pension money.
No, we're talking about the federal government pension program.
But
for the post office.
That's right, and it should be run the same way as anybody else's pension.
But it's not.
It should be.
But it's not.
I know it's not.
And you're complaining because they're making them run it like everybody else's ought to be run.
That's not true. If you hire me today, you should not have my money put aside in a pension program.
Yes, you should.
No, you shouldn't. I haven't even worked there long enough to get a pension.
No.
You don't earn a pension. You have to put your time in.
Every year towards that pension.
Listen,
right
now.
And that's what they're complaining about.
No, they have a projected forecast for the people that are there. So you've got people who are not going to get a pension because they're going to quit that you've already put the money aside for that you cannot use.
But you didn't fund it 100% the day you hired them.
But they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
They are.
They're not fully vested for five to 10 years, I believe.
They're not. No. No, they're putting X number of dollars a year away. What they're complaining about is, if I have to put $1,000 a year away for you for 30 years to pay the projected pension, we only want to put $500 away and worry about projected revenues to pay the other $500 on the other end.
That's bad business.
And that's bad business, and that's what screwed everybody from Republic Steel on down.
But that's something different. Their pension program is different than what you're talking about. My God, it's different.
Why?
Because.
Tell me why a federal government pension should be any different than private income.
You are not listening to what they've done.
I know what they've done.
No, you don't. They have money that is set aside. Just like right now, if you have a small company, if you have a small business, you have a small business, and this business has to be 100% workman's compensated for the whole company to go out on workman's comp all at the same time. And you've got to be 100% insured and have that money sitting over in a slush fund waiting for everybody to go out on workman's comp. So you have millions of dollars sitting in an account waiting for the whole company to blow up. You tell me that's right?
I don't think that's what they're doing, not from what I've read.
But that's what they're doing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. What they're wanting them to do is if it costs me $1,000 a year to fund your pension, they want the $1,000 put away.
But they have a billion plus sitting over
where?
In a fund, just in the middle of a banking fund or wherever it is, in the middle of nowhere.
And what does it cost to retire somebody at 48 years old and carry them till they're 90?
But again, you are not looking at
I'm looking at what it costs to retire somebody at 48 years old and carry them till they're 90.
So tell me this. You're not doing the same thing for your state retirement fund. You're not doing the same thing for the federal retirement fund. Because remember the federal...
That's the problem.
And
we're not
doing
the same thing.
And they're going broke.
Who's
and
going broke?
Cities, states, and...
municipalities.
Cities, states, municipalities, counties. There are 7 cities in California that are going bankrupt right now directly as a result of bad pension policy.
Bad pension, right. You're correct. But they should not have had the money sitting over in a fund like they have. The state of Ohio is not going broke.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The pension
fund.
It's
on the watch list. Yes, it is.
No.
It's on the watch list for failed
the state? Future.
Yes. It's on the watch list of failing states for pension money.
For pension money.
For state worker pension.
Now, hold on. Did they take that money and invest it? Or is it just bad management in its entirety? Because right now we've got people that are on the that are police officers getting $1 million pension.
Well,
so you tell me.
But that ain't got nothing to do with putting the money away.
Yeah,
that's just local politicians being stupid.
No, it's not. That's not local. It's state. That's a state fund.
Well, they could
but
be
the police
too.
Officers get the police officers. It's the local politicians that sign their contracts.
No. This is the state. This is the FOP state thing. This has nothing to do with the local politicians.
So every
that drop
so,
program has
so,
nothing to do with
so,
local politicians.
So every policeman in the state gets the same pension.
No, based upon the money that they put away. But that's just crazy.
But now wait a minute. You can't have it both ways, Tracy. Either it's the state's fault or it's the local politician's fault. Whose fault is it?
I was talking about, remember, that your PERS is a state fund.
Right.
SDRS is a state fund.
I understand it.
Those are state funds. Those are state pensions.
I understand
that. That happen to be funded through the money that comes from the local municipalities.
Right. So who?
But many of them put their money into the stock market and into mutual funds.
So the $1 million pension you're talking about, who signed that deal, state or local guys?
State does it. That's a state thing.
So every cop in this state gets the same pension?
No, it depends on the money they put aside and how they do the drop program. The drop program is totally different. But I'm just saying, they still have $1 million pension based on all the money that they put in with the retiree hire and however they did it. And they had X amount of years to go in and X amount of years to come out. Absolutely.
And if they kick off, they get to keep the money?
No, the money goes to the kids. Goes to the family.
That's what I asked.
Yeah.
If you kick off, you get to keep your
Absolutely.
Own money. That's a 401k plan.
No, it's called a drop program. You got to understand, drop it like a hot. That's why everybody retired last year. But the post office is run totally different. Their pension program is separate from the federal government. Everything they do is different. Hey, Alex.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon.
I hear y'all talking about the post office, and I thought I'd chime in on that a little bit. You know, I think that you have to realize that the post office is mandated by the federal government to have this pension program. And so the problem with their pension program, like, if you're going to have one, then okay, fine. But, you know, the federal government, because of its regulations, doesn't give the post office the latitude to operate like a real business. You know, all their domestic costs are tied to the CPI and things like that, which says that there's virtually no inflation. Yet we see fuel costs is increasing by rates of 10%. Food is almost 10%. You know, really inflation is closer to, like, you know, 8 or 9%, but year after year. But the post office isn't allowed to adjust their business model to operate like a real business. But at the same time, the government, federal government, is saying, well, you need to have this pension, and so then you have to fund it, and you got to do this, that, and the other. And so naturally, they're hemorrhaging. You know, so, you know, that's really the problem.
That's what it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. You hired a postmaster general, then you won't let him run the post office.
But you don't let him. You have to understand the federal government, everything that they've ever touched
goes to pot.
So if you really want to see how America does not need to trust the federal government, you can look at the post office.
Right.
You have an institution that is X amount of years old, hundreds of years old.
Well, yeah,
that's going bankrupt.
It's one of the few things that the government is supposed to do in the Constitution.
That is going bankrupt. And so what I'm saying is, but the funding program for their pension, see, they're not funding it like they do the federal pension fund.
Which is broke, too.
But listen to what I'm saying. No, Congress's pension is not broke.
Well, no, because they're going to get paid first no matter
what. Are you missing my point?
Yes, I am.
Congress's pension fund is not broke. Everything else in Congress, everything else in the federal government may be broke, but their pension fund is not broke. They're the only ones that still can get raises. They're the only ones that still can have their own medical benefits outside of Obamacare.
Right. They're self-employed in reverse.
So
they get paid first, and everybody else gets paid second.
So my question to you is, why are they not running the post office like they run their own? And they don't have $1 billion slush fund sitting on the other side.
No, because they just...
Because they have an operating fund.
They just skim right off the top.
It's not off the top.
Yeah, they do.
It's not off the top. It's just...
Congress and the federal government workers get their money right off the top. Before they start borrowing 40 cents of every dollar they spend.
And so that's my problem. They have money sitting over there that cannot be used, and you don't put it in unless you initially put it in the beginning. You don't just come up with a bright idea at the end of your business and say, oh, I think I'll just take this money and put it over in a slush fund.
Depends if it's a tax write-off or not.
You know what
I'm
saying, though?
Seriously.
I mean, General Motors cannot take all the money that they've ever made and put it aside and said, okay, we're going to do this, because now you can't afford to keep the business open. So what good is having 100% insured in your pension fund when you're getting ready to lay everybody off because you're going to close? And they're not going to get their full pension anyhow.
That's why it's a good idea to do what Stick said.
What? Have it 100% insured.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but you're not going to get it.
That means from the day you hire in, whatever it costs to fund your pension, the money should go in the bank.
But you're not going to get it.
Why don't you?
Because bureaucracy.
Well,
go ahead,
I don't really agree with that. I mean, I think that I don't think you have to fund somebody's entire pension, but only maybe the term that they've been there, and it accrues like as they go, because you don't know if they're going to quit or they're going to go someplace else. So you need to have some kind of formula where, okay, you get a pension after, say, 5 or 7 years. After that 7 years, it's for a certain amount. But
right,
you know,
we can all agree that retirement age is about what, 65, 75? They're pushing it, right?
But
if you've got your 30 years in, by the time you hit retirement age, your pension should be fully vested.
Don't get me wrong.
If you've got an employee there that's only been there 15 years and he's only 45 years old, then it should only be half vested. Okay, I can agree with that.
Exactly.
Perhaps I'm misunderstanding.
Yep.
If in order to fund a pension at X number of dollars at 30 years service, you have to have X number of dollars total, and it takes X number of dollars per year that employee works to get there, they should have to put X number of dollars per year.
Which means that employee, if he's not been there 30 years, isn't fully vested. So Tracy has a point that you don't have to have your pension fully vested, because if they're still working there and they don't have 30 years in, then they're not fully vested.
In order for somebody to draw out whatever, you got to put $10,000 a year in for every year they work, they should have to put that $10,000 away every year.
That's something different, but that's not what's going on.
Yeah.
That's how I understand
The actuary science that they put in with this is really just asinine.
Yeah, they're literally putting money away. The post office has to pay for people who, I mean, aren't even born yet. I mean, it's insane. Like the money that they have to put away for this retirement, and it's just. But this is what the government does. The government is making them do this, which is, you know, they don't let them operate like a real business should. No business has that requirement on them. I know when I was at Lockheed Martin, it was the last year that they had a pension, and. And I could tell you that Lockheed Martin didn't do it that way. I mean, they paid it as you went on for the years of service that you went in. Everybody didn't retire at 65. Some people wanted to retire earlier, and their pension was based off of whenever they retired. And they didn't have to pay for a full, you know, 30 years or whatever it was.
That makes perfectly good sense. Right. But my fear is, because this is, well, it's not funded by the government, but the government has its hands in it. My fear is that sooner or later it's going to be like Social Security fund.
But it's not. Don't get me wrong.
That's my fear.
It's not. Social Security doesn't even have a line item where they take the money and put it somewhere.
No,
that
I know.
You take
that's
out of your
that's our money. I mean, it goes into it. But
their money, that, Social Security goes into the general fund almost.
Yeah. I mean, how long before they tie this in with the slush fund?
They haven't done that. The problem is they're not even – they have no way to operate. And so they have competitive business now. Remember, when the postmaster – or when the federal mailing service came into fruition, and Paul Revere was riding around on a donkey.
Paul Revere came first, the first postmaster.
That's what I'm saying.
Benjamin Franklin, yeah.
Oh, was he? Who came first?
Ben Franklin was the first postmaster general.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. He created the post office.
He didn't have Federal Express and UPS. He didn't have all those companies. He didn't have any kind of. He had no competition.
Western Union.
Our problem.
Wells Fargo wagon is a coming down the street.
That was later. 50 years later.
Okay. They didn't have that kind of competition. And because the post office is very bureaucratic, they could not make the changes as you would for competition when Federal Express first came along.
But you know what's more crazy, Tracy?
What's that?
The post office is... I don't know your other co-host name. I know Six, but Ben. All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the post office is kind of like this, kind of like Social Security. All that money that they've been paying into. I mean, all this money that they've been paying into these retirement funds, the Congress has borrowed it. It's not even there anymore. I mean, we're talking.
Congress has already been into the pension fund of the post office?
It's gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. I thought
the money was still there.
Wait a minute, Alex. You're telling me the money's not there?
No. The Congress.
So hold on. So they made them put it aside and then they spent it?
And then they spent it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, now we know why they were put aside in the first place.
Check it out. And that's why Congress won't let them change it, because they need that money to balance their budgets. Or at least
Wait a minute.
They need that money to balance their budget.
So the money that they put aside that they said the federal government was supposed to put there and not touch. The post office.
Right.
It's the same thing with the Social Security.
Wait a minute. That they couldn't use for their operating fund.
And wait a minute. Exactly. And now these are the same guys you're going to trust your health care to?
No. We're going to go there. We're going to go back in the next segment. Hold on. Wait a minute.
America's insane.
Let's slow this down again. Let's make this comprehensive, because I didn't realize they spent it. I thought it was sitting in a fund somewhere.
That's what I was under that impression, too.
It's in bonds.
In bonds.
What?
J- junk bonds.
Treasury bonds.
Junk bonds. Well, treasury bonds are junk bonds now.
Hold on. So they put their money in the till and spent the money on paying.
And gave the till an IOU.
I could be, I could be wrong, but I'm trying to. I could have. That's what I've been reading for the last few years. Is that that Congress is spending it. I'm looking for a source. I could give it to you, but I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Alex? It would not surprise me. What surprises me is that, you know. These are the same people you want to entrust your health care to now.
No. Next segment, Ben. Next segment.
That could
no,
be
no,
next
no,
segment,
no, no.
But I just I don't get it.
See, wait a minute, hold on, because this is bothering me for a minute. So here we are. And remember, the Internet was not in the foresight of Ben Franklin and or Paul Revere going down the street delivering mail. You got to understand, and when these things happened, it did not give our – they had no innovation – to forecast how to play in this game of the digital and technological society that we're in called the millennium.
I still don't think they have that.
But every other business has figured out how to adapt.
Right.
No.
But we're back to the point. You hired a postmaster general, and now you won't let him run your post office.
Well, no. It's more than the postmaster general, because the postmaster general, this came before him. And when you have an executive, whether it be the postmaster general or anything, you have to look at our federal government at large, because don't think that Postmaster General is not a political appointment.
Ooh, this is getting too. I don't like where this is going.
I mean, because it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Coming.
I just don't like where this is going.
Cyprus, coming to a North American nation near you.
I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Fit family, unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Fire damaged a rental house in Youngstown last night. Officials say a family with several small children was able to get out safely. The fire broke out in the 2000 block of Felicia Avenue. The fire started in a bedroom, but an official cause was not immediately determined. Battle lines are being drawn over whether Ohio should scrap its requirement that power companies generate a portion of its electricity from renewable sources such as solar and wind. In hearings last week, Ohio Senate Public Utilities Chairman Bill Seitz reopened the discussions in the 2008 state law that requires renewable sources to account for 12.5% of the power utilities produce. Ohio's tax commissioner is urging eligible businesses to take advantage of a state amnesty program before it ends and avoid penalties and interest for any unpaid use taxes incurred since January 2009. Tax Commissioner Joe Testa says the use tax amnesty ends May 1st. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Chances are your furnace isn't going to quit working between 8 and 5 on a weekday. Ainsley Heating and Cooling knows you shouldn't pay more when your furnace breaks after 5 p.m. or on a weekend. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price day or night, weekends too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now, 330-637-1911, or ainsleyhtg.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Want to let you know that on April the 4th, which is a Thursday at 6 p.m. at Kent State, Columbia County, which is down, the Kent State has a branch in Columbia County on East Liverpool in Salem. And we'll have to tell you exactly where on the East Liverpool campus it's going to be located. But Congressman Bill Johnson is inviting you to a mineral rights and unrevealing federal taxation. It's an educational forum town hall that is presented by Congressman Bill Johnson to address concerns regarding filing requirements, IRS services. Will be on hand to answer any questions. There are a lot of people that have gotten checks this year, and they're getting leasing rights this year, and a lot of stuff going on this year.
Yeah, and don't forget the Democratic Party is having a members' drive on April 1st.
What are you talking about?
April Fool's Day.
The
number
347-945-5229. We'll get to that. We haven't gotten there yet because, you know, don't push the Democrat Party off the cliff.
No.
Because I got some April Fools for all y'all.
They
came early because people are nuts.
They had a spaghetti dinner last weekend.
Can I finish?
No. We're talking.
Listen, I'm trying to do my job.
All right, you do your job.
I'm trying to do my job, and y'all trying to just, you know, do what you want to do, as always. Listen, Barbie Dull, D-U-L-L-S, Antiques and All, they're located over on South Avenue, right across from the entrance to Dunkin' Donuts. They are a part of our partnerships, and I have not gotten their ad written and produced yet. So I want you to go out and see them. They have gently used antiques and used furniture. You want to go out and say hello to Barbie. They have all kinds of collectibles out there. She buys furniture and she sells furniture. And so go in there, tell her you heard it at Tracy and Friends, and it's located at 9026 South Avenue on the corner of Western Reserve and South Avenue.
I like that term, gently used.
Gently
used. It's like almost new.
Barbie.
It is. Barbie,
yeah.
Doll.
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll.
And if you want
Barbie doll gently used, are you sure we're talking about this? This sounds like something.
Hi, South Carolina, hold on just a second. Local call, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon. We're doing good. How are you? Thank you for the information you sent over. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, and I hope you put it to good use, too.
I'm going
to
do my best.
But you've heard about Cyprus, have you not?
I've read about it, I've heard about it, and people have been talking about it for a little while now.
Okay, they're taking 30% of the big investors and big depositors in the bank.
No, I think they didn't do that. I think something happened.
No, they give them a bunch of money, but their 30% is still on the line. It was on the news earlier.
Yeah, that right. that was the compromise. They're going to give them $13 billion
mm-hmm.
from the I or from the
International Monetary Fund.
No,
right.
the European Central Bank.
Oh, the ECU.
The ECU.
And we had an economist on 2 days ago on the radio saying that there's a possibility of them taking 27% of ours out of the bank too.
That's funny.
You know what? I would take everybody right now.
If they
now,
take 27% of mine, they're going to take 27% of nothing.
They won't take mine without a fight, that's for sure.
Well, but the,
well,
the
lock and load is all I can
damn straight there.
That's,
but anyway, Japan learned the hard way about these nuclear power plants, and they're getting rid of them. And also, the Japanese, they have bloody noses and everything else much worse. And we're not hearing about it. And then go to fairweather.org and learn about these nuclear power plants, because we've got a big leakage out west, thousands, millions of gallons of radiated water. And then we've got the Five Mile Island. They lied about that one, too. And there's a Mayor Thornburg. If you go to fairweather.org, you'll learn about that, too. The schools, they had rads, whatever reads the radiation, it went off the chart.
Mm-hmm.
So they called the mayor, and the mayor said, "Oh, we know all about it. Just stay in school, you know." But the people from Five Mile Island came and picked up their kids and got them out of there, because and they're creating cancer up in that area too. And I don't know exactly where Five Mile Island is. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, it's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
too far,
Three Mile Island.
3 Mile Island, yeah, not too far from Harrisburg, I guess it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
But actually, there was no release at 3 Mile Island. I was in the nuclear Navy, and I had a lot of friends that were in the nuclear industry, and there was no release at 3 Mile Island. In fact, 3 Mile Island proved that our safety systems in this country work.
Okay, but check out fairweather.org.
And also, the United States Navy has been operating nuclear reactors since 1957, has never had an accident.
Yeah, and in other positive news, Pacific salmon now glow in the dark, so they're easier to catch.
Ben, why do you have to be? He can become so corny, local call. I love him.
No,
the number is 347-945-5229. What'd you say?
I ran into somebody yesterday. Her son is in the Navy. He was voted most terrific sailor for the year. So he got that.
Sailor of the year.
Their whole ship is suing the government. And I didn't know that the Navy, that sailors sue the government. But they are, because they was stuck over there close to Japan. I won't pronounce this right. You help me out on this.
Yokoshima.
Yes, you're doing better than I, kid. But they're suing, and I was not aware that they could. She was not aware that they could, and her son said no, and the rest of them said, "You don't have no choice. You've got to join with us on this." So the whole ship is suing because they're stuck over there getting the radiation also.
Well,
I don't know if that's possible either.
That's not possible.
What'd you say, South Carolina?
South Carolina.
That's not possible.
Local call, go ahead. Hold on. Okay, thanks.
I mean, if the Agent Orange, the lawsuits over that would have been just detrimental to, our country.
Go ahead, South Carolina.
Military personnel are not allowed to sue. That's one of the things that they cannot do. Sue. But Tracy, I found out the real reason for them canceling the Easter egg hunt. It has nothing to do with the sequester. Have you looked at the news today?
No, I have not. I was busy this morning.
Tracy, they arrested the Easter bunny girl. They arrested him because he put out a hit on Punxsutawney Phil because Punxsutawney gave a bad report for spring showing up. Now the Easter Bunny, they quoted Easter Bunny as they were taking him off, and they were saying that the Easter Bunny was mad because he's trying to figure out how the hell he's going to hide all those eggs in the snow. So, he's pretty upset. So So they Easter Bunny is not in circulation. He's locked up behind bars. So
that's, I bet you Al Gore has something to do with that.
Let me tell you what's really going on. See, what you don't realize is, see, the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, got indicted last week by the Ohio prosecutors.
Wait, he's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but he got indicted in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, where nothing sticks.
What did Buckeye Chuck say? Did Buckeye Chuck say the same thing?
Buckeye Chuck, he's MIA.
Buckeye Chuck kept his mouth shut because he's the one for him, too.
And right now, we're all having some major issues with spring weather because Ben looks like he's getting ready to go skiing.
Yeah,
he's got
No. I'm going to tell you what. This late snowfall has made me appreciate liberals. And if they were ever right about one thing, I would wish it would be global warming. You know? I mean, and we know they're off the chart and wrong about everything, but if they could only get the global warming thing right, I would be happy right now. Because I am cold. It's cold out there. Where's the spring? Where's the spring showers? Where's the rain? Where's the flowers? Al Gore, can you answer me now?
I saw some robins the other day.
The birds are coming back. You know, this is just this is just biblical prophecy coming to fruition, and so we just need to really understand
what the next ice age?
Where we are. Hey, the number's 347-945-5252. Now, South Carolina, how's your weather down there? I'll let you tell me today.
It's unseasonably cool, and it's very windy. So we are expecting another couple of weeks of not pleasant weather. After this wind storm runs through here, it's supposed to get really cold tonight. So, yeah.
Or,
so that's how it works, folks.
That's how it works.
At
its best. It's going to get better, y'all.
Last winter spoiled us.
Yeah, it did. It was really.
That's because it was no winter.
Yeah.
Didn't you find that you didn't complain about that? And that was not normal.
No, as I said, I'm all
so
for global warming.
So why do you complain about that not being normal, but you're complaining about snow being not being snowing out there again?
Hey, listen, they've got fossils of ferns up in the Arctic Circle. That's what global warming is really about.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we get back to that.
Yeah, really.
It's cold. Think about it. No heating bills?
Oh. Do you think that man is actually controlling the climate now?
You think man's
no.
controlling the climate?
No.
I don't think man can control anything. Not only can't control himself. That's why we have the pens.
The logic. Well, the logic of global warming in itself is just insane because when the number one greenhouse gas is methane, and man produces like 1% of the methane on the planet, and natural decomposition produces the other 99%.
You know, I probably produce about 0.5% myself.
I got to pull Matt up. Hey, Matt, how are you, honey? How was your weekend? Hey, speaking of the weekends, I want to thank everyone who showed up for the Bourbon Rotary Pancake. It was a great day, great afternoon on yesterday when I was there. I spent the day there yesterday, but we had the last two weekends and 4 days of pancakes, maple syrup, and sausage. And I want to thank all of our sponsors that made it happen. And I want to thank everyone who came out and participated because they were really good.
Did you put M&Ms in your pancakes?
I'm on diet, so
that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, we had
M&Ms?
Breakfast at church yesterday. They put M&Ms in the pancakes. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, no M&Ms. I'm on a diet.
Something like what they put in the Kool-Aid and Jim Jones church on there?
Pretty much, yes.
M&Ms in
the
pancakes?
Pretty much.
These are the
much.
Pretty purple pills.
I got things to talk about. Shut. Had Matt. He put me on hold.
Come on, Matt. We didn't scare you away.
Yeah, you did.
We
Matt's gone.
Oh,
Alex
wow.
left.
Matt, Alex, they're all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone. But
you know
Alex
what? They're all hibernating with the rest of the smart animals out there.
Alex was probably sitting out in the sun somewhere trying to find a tan.
Really?
Orlando.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, the number.
The
number.
Go ahead.
What's the number?
347-945-5229.
There you go.
Boy, without you said it so people can understand
without
it.
Without looking.
You weren't on speed dial.
I went to A school in Orlando, and I'll tell you what, some mornings there in January, it was cold.
Was it?
In the 80s, yeah. In the 80s.
Cold in the 80s.
Before we had, before we were worried about global warming. Then we were all going to freeze to death, remember?
Right.
When I was in grade school, remember?
They were all preaching the next ice age was on its way.
Yeah, and remember the weekly readers when we all were.
Yes.
They said in the future, and we would all have to walk around with gas masks on.
Right.
Because the air was going to be so polluted.
You know what? And I lived in LA for a while, and literally, you could see the air you were going to breathe. It was sort of reassuring, actually.
I worked in a lot of places like that.
Hi, God. Matt, can you hear me now? Matt's talking and we can't hear him. What
Matt,
did you do? Matt's talking
and he can't.
Matt, can you hear me now?
Now we're doing AT&T commercials.
Matt, can you hear me now?
That's Verizon.
That's Verizon.
Oh. All the same to me. I hear him.
I hear something.
And that's South Carolina. He always make a noise. I'm trying to wait. What else can we talk about?
We can talk about Nanny Bloomberg and his $11 million anti-gun. No.
Okay.
I'm
talking about that.
You don't want to talk about that?
Hey, Israel.
What about?
Sent rockets over into Syria yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right on, Israel. And Lee, were they attacking Syrian government forces, or were they attacking the rebels sent in there by the Iranians? That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
I wasn't paying attention.
Because they weren't attacking.
I read the cliff notes.
Wow. Yeah, they weren't attacking Syrian government forces. I wonder why.
No. Because,
weren't they sworn enemies? And aren't the rebels the Israelis' friends?
No.
After all, since they're supported by Hamas?
No.
Oh, wait. Common sense, America.
We're
talking about stuff. You don't know what this is.
We got John Kerry in Iraq telling them that they're not allowed to let the Iranians fly over and deliver weapons to Syria.
All this going on.
I'm sure they're going to listen.
Oh.
Your favorite station now.
See there? Your favorite station. We're on iHeart and we're not up today.
I'm sure.
Sorry. The number again is.
Oh, Trace.
Sal.
I just want to send a shout out to the good old boys up there at Florida, Gulf Coast University.
Wow.
Sweet
Bracket 16. Buster. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, who?
Florida Gulf Coast University.
What do they do?
They've only been in existence, I think, for what, 16 years now?
And what they do?
Yeah.
They made the Sweet 16 in basketball.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
That means that it's pretty impressive.
Hey,
and they got some good coaching and recruiting down there.
What do you mean?
To have
what do you
a,
mean? What does it mean?
That's amazing.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
No, that is a big deal.
March Madness. It's got to be over by now.
That's right.
That's what's wrong with the weather. Hey, listen, I got to tell y'all a story because Jeff doesn't have a mic yet, so that's kind of cool. and he just walked in the door. I went out to see Jeff the other night at the fireplace.
Yes.
And he just still didn't let me sing.
He wouldn't let you sing?
No.
He was in there eating.
No.
She called her.
No, he wouldn't let me sing. I just want y'all to know. I went to the fireplace
the
other night.
By the way.
I went to the fireplace. That was really off-air conversation.
Yeah,
who cares
I know,
who said hi?
Well, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Since he's not on air yet.
But you are. he didn't let me sing. And I got major issues with that. I'm not coming out to see Jeff sing anymore because he wouldn't let me sing. And I'm not going to do it. The food was really good. Want to thank them. The environment was really great.
She wouldn't come out?
He would out.
No, I got...
No, they didn't. They didn't. So they wouldn't let me come out and sing, and my feelings were really hurt, and I left.
I'm not a mathematician, but I know you both can't be right here, so somebody's telling a fib.
You want to bet?
Yeah. I bet somebody's telling a fib. He's saying that he invited you up, you're saying you didn't, so I won the bet. I just don't know who's going to pay.
I didn't get an invite. Listen,
it's in there.
I don't want to hear it. For Alex, you like dipped out on me. Alex.
There
he is.
You know, my T-Mobile service isn't all that great. So.
That's why you ought to have Verizon.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I'm going to make them pay in a minute. That's why you ought to have Verizon. Because Sticks is in here causing problems. Jeff is in here, you know, wouldn't let me sing. And it's time to go to break. See, why would you call back on a break? I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Like winter.
Snowing in D.C. as more than 3 dozen people wait in line outside the Supreme Court to attend this week's gay marriage cases to be heard tomorrow and Wednesday. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks says the justices may have an out.
The high court often finds a way to sidestep huge public policy issues, and here the justices could avoid deciding if same-sex marriage is a constitutional right by holding critics of gay marriage have no standing to complain about the lower court's ruling.
The high court has agreed to delve deeper into affirmative action by adding a case about Michigan's effort to ban consideration of race in college admissions. An amber alert issued in Northern California. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The alert is for a one-year-old girl named Gabriella who was inside a Jeep in San Jose. Her mom got out of the SUV for a moment and a woman jumped in and drove off. Now police up and down California are looking for that Jeep and Gabriella. Light up highway signs are telling drivers here to be on the lookout.
The sole winning ticket for Saturday's $338 million Powerball drawing was purchased at a liquor store in northern New Jersey. The winner hasn't come forward to claim the fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history. Carol Heidinger with New Jersey Lottery.
I have some advice for them right away. Whoever they are, they should sign the back of that ticket immediately, put it in a safe place.
A 22-year-old Utah man was killed while swinging from a rock arch in a stunt made popular by YouTube. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Teen birth rates in America remain among the highest in developed nations despite some downward trends. A study tries to determine why. Here's ABC's Larry Jacobs.
Adolescent girls who experience sexual or other type of physical abuse were at a higher risk for teen pregnancy, the study released by the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Teens who were subject to these types of abuses were more than two times as likely than their peers who were not abused to experience a teen childbirth.
ABC News senior medical contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton. The thinking is that they may suffer from lower self-esteem.
I think it underscores how vulnerable the adolescent age group is.
Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Pediatricians say mothers should be giving solid food to infants, at least for the first 6 months, but the Centers for Disease Control, writing in the journal Pediatrics, found 4 in 10 moms introduced solid food before the age of 4 months. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to.
I started taking Ambarin. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambarin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. For a limited time, you can get a 30-day supply free. Be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-921-804.
Need broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice for your small business? Custom plans from AT&T have just what you need. Call 1-855-877-4288 today for special offers available on new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at YoungstownSymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good week. Those of you who celebrate Passover, hope that you have a great week. It's Feast of Unleavened Bread this week. There's a lot going on. I had no idea that yesterday was Palm Sunday. So I'm sorry. I didn't find out it was Palm Sunday yesterday until Saturday.
Good one, preacher.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Pretty bad when a preacher don't know it's Palm Sunday.
I'm trying to tell you.
I had no idea. So I guess this is Resurrection Week.
Resurrection Week.
And Good Friday is Friday, so we won't be here Friday. So Jeff, you don't have to worry about coming in Friday.
I was
because you were telling me you need to go pick up Ari, but
I'm going to get her Thursday, but it don't matter.
You might as well go get her today because she don't feel good.
I'm trying to. I told her I'd come get her if she want me to.
And so Friday, we'll do a best of.
That should be about a 3-minute show.
Did nobody laugh but you?
My.
You said the best of, didn't you?
We've had a lot of best of.
We sure do.
What are you talking about?
Must be listening enough.
Jeez, oh man. And so we want to wish everyone a great week this week, and hopefully you guys, the weather will somewhat cooperate somewhere in our listening area.
I was hoping it would have passed over.
Something, because, Ben, what are you on, corny juice or what?
Yeah.
I
thought about that.
I'm the guy that got to meet the clown during the break. You didn't see the clown walk past the window?
I see a bunch of clowns walk past
the window. No, this was a real clown. This was a real clown. With a big red nose and the whole nine yards.
Wow.
So Jeff was out there? I thought Jeff was
out
there.
No. They have a function going on or
She's
something?
She's just mad because
Ringling Brothers is coming
her,
to town.
Oh,
one
yeah.
One of her personalities was actually manifesting in the studio today.
Was it?
Yeah.
Matt, are you there to bail me out?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
I can hear you now.
Oh, this computer. I've done so much to it, it's just not working. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, if I was any better,
if you took off that hat. Jefferson, we're talking about he's sweating. Take off the
Cleveland Cavaliers hat. I ain't taking nothing off.
Although
I'm a Miami Heat fan. Go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead, Matt. You know, I'm sorry.
She's so rude.
Jeff, he's been using big words at like 8 o'clock in the morning. You're making my head hurt. I swear, I got to tell you. No, has anybody been watching this North Korea thing lately, just really paying attention to it, what's going on there?
No, I haven't seen North Korea. I'm watching the Republican Party going from flames. But go ahead.
It's hand in hand, I guess. North Korea has been releasing these propaganda videos for the last couple weeks, and they just released one talking about how they're going to go into South Korea now and capture like 150,000 Americans, and that's something that they like to emphasize, is the Americans being captured. So they want to capture 150,000 Americans in 3 days, and it's crazy, and nobody's paying attention to what's going on over there. This is a nuclear capable country, and just the stuff we're paying attention to outside of that is ridiculous.
Matt, you know what I found out, and I want you guys to know something. I tease a lot, and I'm not that bright. And information now, I'm almost an information overload. Seriously, there's so much that I need to have done on my plate and in my head. Whether it be social media, because, you know, it's not just Facebook and Twitter, but it's Facebook, Twitter, Twit, beat, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Popeyes, Cornflakes, all that, you know. So I need to know all this. I need to know all of the Adobe Suite, and they keep on changing it. I need to know what's going on in North Korea, South Korea, Japan, China, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what's going on in Syria, Israel, Zimbabwe, Cyprus.
This is true.
But you know,
hold on, wait a minute. I'm not done yet. And then
I should have known, though.
My own party. Now I got to deal with Roe plus plaintiffs, Obama, Wacky Whack, Bloomberg. Bloomberg is not even my mayor.
Just divide it up amongst all your personalities. It'll be fine.
And I just want you guys to know something. If you see me in the corner going, you know, I've just overloaded myself entirely too much. Because the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and they broke the handle.
I knew something was going on in Korea because the South Korean Hilton was advertising rooms for $9.99, and that's with a free buffet.
I don't understand.
Hey,
that.
Don't even get it.
I watched Red Dawn Part 2 this weekend. They invade. South Korea or North Korea is going to invade. So
invade what?
Us.
North Korea. Well, us, yeah.
Us.
How
yeah.
in the world?
I'd like to see them.
Probably Obama been giving the welcome, Matt.
Israel, you know, shot bullets over into Syria yesterday.
Yes, but at who?
I'm not quite sure who, because
I'm telling you who. I already told you who.
Obama was there.
No, they missed then. But the rebels who are backed by the Iranians, which for whatever reason, our media is not reporting that.
Oh yeah, well, they did. They put it on a little small smatter of a page in the paper about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, because that's when this stuff started happening.
And I said this. How long have I been saying this, Jeff?
Oh, well, it's been a while
since this whole thing started, right?
Sure.
Okay, and yet, you know, like I said, our government, look what they did in Libya.
But let me say this. Let me say this. If you look at what's really in the news right now, I can tell you that somebody climbed a tree to get a golf ball.
Tiger.
No, Tiger didn't climb the tree. It was somebody else, wasn't it?
Oh, it was Tiger.
It was somebody else.
It was somebody else?
I didn't see anybody climb a tree. I saw that guy chipping.
It was Sergio Garcia.
Thank you.
Oh, it was Garcia?
Sergio Garcia climbed a tree to hit a golf ball. I heard that Tiger is now the number one golf champion in the world again. He's back
again.
On top. Hold on. I know that he's sleeping with another girl.
Another blonde.
A new girl looked like the last girl.
She's going to be a half a minute billionaire.
Wait a minute, Jeff. I know NASCAR had a fight.
Rightfully so.
Hold on, Jeff. But in the news, they don't want to talk about
what's important.
What's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget them Benghazi. What's an ambassador or two?
Ben who?
Ben who?
Yeah.
Ben Garza.
That's Ben's brother.
That's my cousin.
What did you say, Matt?
I need to ask a quick question about the golf ball and the tree. If you climb the tree and shake the tree and it falls out, do you have to take a drop for that?
No. If you climb the tree and you fall off, you have to take a drop.
That is considered.
If the wind blows and it falls, then it's not to the drop.
You play it where it lays.
But my question is, again, we have the high they're getting ready to start hearing cases on affirmative action, and then I'm going to ask Jeff during the break, and then I'm going to come back and see if we can talk about it on air.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we'll do it tomorrow. Affirmative action, the Supreme Court wants to talk about affirmative action. We've got Republicans coming out the wazoo supporting same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And here I go back to my platform again.
We should revoke the Republican card then.
So my question is, how are you going to start pushing the agenda that's not a part of the platform when the platform drives the agenda? But that's a whole other issue for another day. I'm just saying, you've got our young people having a snow day when there's no snow on the ground. I'm just saying. And you've got the Middle East getting ready to blow up. President Obama's reception over in Palestine was not welcome. To where John Kerry is going to he's going somewhere else.
He's in Afghanistan,
but he's not going to Palestine.
He was already in Iran asking to say, please don't let the Iranians fly over.
Can you please tell me what
you believe that? If you believe that, there's something seriously wrong with you. If you don't think he was setting up some sort of arms deal or some sort of covert operation,
well,
you're crazy.
That's the official.
But my question is, I mean, whether you think what's going on, my question is, why are they not putting the news up front where people know what in the heck is going on in their community? Do we not understand there's a lot going on?
You never educate the slaves. I mean, haven't you learned that yet?
Ignorance is bliss.
You never want to educate the slaves. You keep them dumb, deaf, and in the blind.
Don't you remember your high school history? Bread and circuses?
Who?
Bread and circuses. Now we got NFL and food stamps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
And NASCAR.
Yeah, and 200 years ago they had the Coliseum and
yeah.
Yeah. Keep them educated.
Sports in general.
Right.
We got sports in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we have unbelievable entitlement programs.
And you never educate them.
And, you know.
You feed them?
I posted so much stuff on my Facebook page on Saturday.
Can't find everything now. I can't do because.
I got so much going on. But, I mean, I have so much stuff that I posted on my Facebook page over the weekend in reference to what was going on over in the Middle East with President Obama's trip.
I told you.
You know, a Sandy Hook father, I want to play that clip before the day is out, talking about guns. Carl Rove predicts the next GOP president could be pro-gay marriage. You have abortion issues going on. I posted also something that showed them delivering the regulations for health care.
It's a 6-foot high stack of papers
on a hand truck.
On Obamacare. Wait, excuse me, Obama don't care.
You've got a church in North Carolina who refused to perform straight marriages until they actually make same-sex marriages legal.
Good.
You got a president in Israel that won't address the Knesset, which is the same as our Congress, but yet address the most radical communist student group in the country.
You got Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's talking about how the staffers are starving in the White House
because they can't pack a bologna sandwich.
Because they don't bring their lunch, and they can't afford $2 for a bowl of soup.
And you got snow on Easter.
I'm sorry. Oh, and Sony's executor asked that they eliminate all negative innuendos to gay people inside of all movies. Can you please tell me what's going on here?
They're bugging. The world is crazy. They're walking around, but their heads are hazy. They're bugging.
You know,
it's the dumbification. It is the dumbification of America and the American public.
Don't be both of them now.
Hey, listen. It's not just the Democrats anymore.
When you've got
individuals coming out like Carl Rove saying I'm for same sex marriage when the platform is totally opposite of that, and they're playing politics now. And people are accepting it. Oh no! That's an attempt.
So could we actually see the legitimization of the Tea Party as a third party that could?
I don't know. I don't think you're organized enough.
How,
That's my point. Well, it's
there.
Not
organized.
Yeah.
What I think is going to happen is you're going to see the John McCain's and the Lindsey Graham's and the progressive Republicans become Democrats, just like Spector did.
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
No,
yep.
No, no, no. They're gonna try to morph the Democrat, the Republican Party,
yeah,
into a pseudo
right.
Democrat Party,
and
then they're gonna castigate or
castrate. Yeah.
Either way.
Y'all answer a question for me.
The Tea Party. What'd you say, Alex?
Can y'all answer a question for me? I'm having genuine curiosity here. Why? Why do y'all think that the Republican Party is they hold true to their platform for some reason? Why I don't know why. I mean, why do you think that now that they're going to start doing that? I mean, they've never gone with their platform. I mean, their platform was to get rid of the Department of Education, and your last Republican president doubled the size of the Department of Education. I mean, Reagan, would have never went for, Department of Homeland Security and all this nonsense. So, I mean, at least for the last, 20 years, Republicans have gone against their platform. So why would they start now?
Well, here's the thing. Go ahead, Matt.
I'll just answer something really quick. He's right. The Republicans have been slowly distancing themselves from whatever platform that they lay forward. The difference is, though, now, and what I'm seeing anyway, is the fact that they are so willing to kowtow and bow to the left just to seem popular, just to look popular. Some of the bills that have been introduced, some of the legislation that they'll go hand in hand with, a lot of this reaching across the aisle. Listen, I'm one for bipartisanship, but the way that these Republicans are doing it today is just reaching across the aisle to the enemy, and you can't do that. They're willing to change on a dime just to play politics anymore when it never really used to be that way. They never moved this fast.
They're not even reaching across the aisle. Because they're not getting – when you reach across the aisle, you only reach halfway, and then someone reaches the other half, and you actually compromise in the middle.
They're folding like a cheap suit.
You don't see them – you see them actually trying to allow the media to shape them.
Well, if they don't stand
Tracy,
up
– Are we sure that this is actually happening, or is it just another attempt by the media –
no.
to make it look that way?
No.
Okay?
John McCain –
that's what I'm
John
saying,
McCain
the domestication
called-
of America.
No.
Hey, South. John McCain called Rand Paul and the guys that stood up and did the filibuster wacko birds. So there you go.
Well, John McCain's a wacko himself.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be the president instead of Barack Obama. So the question is,
guys the Republicans nominate.
Hey, no, wait.
That's what I'm saying.
Republicans nominate the John McCain's and Mitt Romney's. And this is
that's what I'm saying.
The longer
and
I'm
George
going.
Bush's.
That's what I'm saying. So who's doing what and where's all this going? I mean, come on now. Are we conservative or are we something else?
You're wanting to get elected at all costs. You were conservative. Yep.
The party has been taken over by politicians, period.
So the politicians have no principles.
Then the party is screwed.
Both parties have been taken over by politicians. Let me ask that.
Yes.
Are we? And the Tea Party is considered completely wacko.
No, they're not.
Well, yeah, they are by the left
and by the media, but I think middle America doesn't think that at all.
The independents don't know where to go. Because, remember, Matt?
The Tea Party exists not because of the Democrats. The Tea Party exists because of the Republicans. That's the right wing, the conservative movement, trying to reestablish some conservatism in the country. It really has very little to do with the left, more about the right.
Tracy, the Tea Party is more libertarian than anything else. If you recall the early Tea Party rallies, you saw hundreds of pictures of Ayn Rand.
But you missed my point. My question was, the independents that want to believe in the what they're saying, the libertarian thought process, they have been lied to, because remember, only a small portion of Americans actually pay attention to the political system outside of presidential election. And that two
weeks
Tracy,
before. I got another question for you that might make everybody mad. All right. You know how y'all talk about how the, you know, how African Americans are pretty much the water bearers and of the Democratic Party, and they're being played. I mean, really think about it. Is it possible that conservatives are getting played the same way that blacks are, but by the Republican Party?
Alex, I've said that for the longest time. The Republican Party uses the evangelical Christians, the white evangelical Christians, the exact same way that the Democrat Party uses blacks. Exactly the same.
Absolutely.
We show up on election day, and once they get elected, they can care less what you got.
But you got to understand, they sat out the last election, and the arrogance of the Republican infrastructure
is ignoring
it. Dumb to realize.
Mm-hmm.
That without them, they will never win again.
3 million voters sat home. Conservative voters sat home the last election.
You
got to
understand, if they start sitting out.
Go ahead, Alex.
This is the same thing that happened during Clinton's, tenure, and then it wasn't until Clinton's second term that the evangelicals and a lot of conservatives, they got, they were galvanized and they got all excited and they picked George Bush, and the same thing happened all over again. I mean, let's stop falling for the okey-doke is what I'm saying.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. The longer I'm around, the more I'm on your side. I mean, this gay marriage thing, when Portman said what he said, that was the end of it for me. I want the state in all of its forms out of marriage altogether.
But what I'm saying to you, I am a realist. I am very much of a realist. And if you think that you can create your own euphoria system of political infrastructure in America today, you are sadly mistaken. The only thing you can do is throw a coup and overtake by knowledge and by brawn.
Well, America's never been about majority rule. It's been about majority compromise.
Pretty much.
But the progressives have done exactly that. It just took them 100 years to do it. I'm not going to say that if we elect Rand Paul as president of the United States next time, that 2 weeks later we're not going to have an FBI, we're not going to have an EPA, we're not going to have a Department of Education. But we can start moving that direction where we need to be going.
But if you don't know how the infrastructure works, even when you get a Rand Paul will be ineffective in getting what he needs to get done.
I totally disagree, and this is why. Because, first of all, there's too many things that must be done. And by the time Obama's time to leave office, those things are not going to be done. They're not going to be checked.
Okay.
Okay, so whoever comes in, people are going to be willing to play ball just so that money can start flowing some places again. And this is the thing. If we resoundingly reject the Republicans bringing up these mealy-mouth, nanny-pants-having, weak-back candidates, then we're going to continue to get what we've gotten here now. Until you get somebody that has a real vision, nobody's going to get behind it because they're not going to believe in it.
I think you misunderstood what I said. I said until the people.
Yeah.
Because you can't send Rand Paul or anyone who is going to do the right thing to the administrative office without sending the support.
I thought you said if he got there, he wasn't going to be effective.
He won't be effective unless he has the support. Listen to what
if
I'm saying.
If he gets there, he's going to have the support.
No, listen to
what I'm
saying.
Well, he has to get there in order to have the support.
No.
You can be voted in
and not have a Congress.
Yeah.
And not be
it doesn't
able
matter,
to get
though.
This.
Happened to Ronald Reagan. It doesn't matter.
But Ronald Reagan had a Congress.
After the first 6 months.
Right. Not initially.
But he also had the power of veto.
That's true.
And he had the ability to talk straight to the American people in a way that a lot of presidents don't.
But the people have to be there to over. Ronald Reagan had the support of the people while he was there.
Overwhelmingly.
What's what I'm saying? If you don't have the support of the people when you get there, you can want to do a lot of stuff and not get anything done.
Having said that, does Obama have the overwhelming support of the people?
He has enough support around him and of the media.
The answer is no.
No, Obama has the overwhelming support of people. You have to be the masses are chanting Obama. You got to admit that.
He won. He won the election with 2 million less voters than he did last time, and that means you have a whole a whole hell of a lot of people that don't like him just sitting out here not doing anything.
But listen, even if I'm sitting on the sideline, if I'm doing nothing, I'm not supporting.
That's just my point.
Hold on. And if I'm doing something, if I'm not doing anything, I'm not an anti-support either.
You forget, and maybe they're doing more ignoring now than they used to, but they used to call Dr. Dobson to Focus on the Family and tell him, call off the dogs. The congressmen and senators would actually call Focus and say, please call off the dogs.
That was a wonderful
Alabama,
organization, too.
Yeah.
Alabama, your mic is on.
G. Harvey was part of it.
831, your mic is on.
Is that me?
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Bonnie.
Happy snow day.
Thank you.
I was calling because I think what I see on regular television, and I can't stand to watch it. I haven't seen it pretty much since the election. I mean, I try not to. I mean, if I'm someplace and it's on, I glance at it. But I know enough that it looks like it looks like a reality show. It looks like the silly reality shows that are a great deal of our American people want to watch, let their children watch. If you go to the Disney channels, you'll see a little bit of a slide to the homosexuality, I mean, even to the children, even the cartoons, you know. And it's just a big reality show. I think the 3 million people that stayed home and didn't vote the last election.
I do, too.
I think that those people, if someone had, and the word is kahunas where I live, if someone just came out and said, you know, this is what's going on, talk the truth, and stop it. Just say, just like a child is behaving badly, stop it. I think they would just get the cheering. I think people are just so sick and tired, just like what you're saying, with Twitter and Facebook. You know, we need to simplify our lives.
But tell
people what they want, and they will come with you. And Jeff is right. You have to have a vision. You have to have a plan. And when they do that, the 3 million people will come up. Because on my last time that I voted, I had more empty spaces than I had spaces checked when I place my ballot, and that's not okay.
Go ahead, South Carolina.
Who outside of Lonnie Randolph, Lenny McAllister, or what's the other, Alan West, who else is talking with the tone, Ben Carson, who else is speaking that way with
there
the
a lot
tone of
a
voice? And,
there
and
are,
who
there
who
are
white?
A lot of people. There are a lot of
who
people
white,
speaking.
Tracy?
Who? White?
Who white is speaking that way? And why does the media not go after them?
Listen, that's where again, you can have great ideas, but unless you get your great ideas on a grand platform, then you will not get it done. And that's where we come in. That's where, you know, smart thinking and being able to catapult your vision and your knowledge base ahead comes from. Our problem is we are not, as American people, getting our message out there, and we're not organizing, because the Tea Party is not an organized effort. And if they're going to do anything in the next 4 years, it would be organized. You have to become organized. You have to have one voice and one place to go, and you have to have unity. If there is no order, there is no vision, there is no fruition.
Freedom Works is becoming extremely organized.
But even with Freedom Works, they have to become organized where they are independent. And when I say organized, I'm talking about an organized structure, not the vision of one or two people, but a collective vision of the people that's speaking.
Well, I think what's happened is Republicans and Democrats are counting on the apathy of the voters because, you know, there was 1 million people on the mall.
Listen,
screaming,
you're
nobody's listening.
Listen, there were 1 million. Let me put it to you this way: there were 1 million black men went to D.C. with Minister Farrakhan, and came home and did nothing. just because you've got a million people there, if you don't have an action plan that's executable and if you don't have order, you don't get anything at the end of the day. The reason why they are so successful at their plan of politics is they have an organization behind them that they have padded all the way down to make it work.
But when somebody like FreedomWorks gets a Ted Cruz elected, then the establishment cuts his legs out from underneath.
That's what I'm talking about, because they don't understand the organization of the order.
No, because once he gets there, he's thrown to the wolves because he doesn't have enough people to stand with him.
You don't have an organization. That's what I'm saying. You don't have an organization of the order.
So you're telling me you've got to get 50 Tea Party people elected to Congress at one time.
You've got to get more than the simple majority if you're going to make a move, because you need to be Speaker of the House, and that person needs to be a part of the Tea Party.
But you got,
because
but
remember,
you're not going to have a Speaker of the House. It's a member of the Tea Party.
That's
because
not
it's
true.
It's based on seniority.
No, it's not. It's based on the votes, and it's based on money.
Once again, I'll say it like this. You had Obama win slightly this last time. Narrow lead. It wasn't really an overwhelming amount. Because guess what? 13 million people did not vote. 13 million people chose not to vote. 3 million evangelicals sat out.
But, Jeff, what I'm saying to you is, because you missed the conversation.
I heard everything you said. But go ahead.
I heard
everything you said.
The organizational effort of the infrastructure
of
both parties.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that, if you don't have it, because if you look at what happened to Alan West, Alan West lost.
Yeah.
Because of what?
He's the Tea Party
under the bus.
But who organized? Who designed?
Establishment Republicans.
Okay. And how did they do it?
They cut him out of his district. They redistricted him.
So, if you're not a part and sitting there, a part of what's going on. And if you look at what happened with last summer when the Tea Party was in and they were very, very strong with the Republican Party and they wanted to get some things done, but they had a problem getting it done because of the Tea Party being there and then having the infrastructure there. And if you don't know how to navigate through it, it's like action trying to get something done on the school board here in the city of Youngstown.
Well,
good intended. I'm talking about when they first started.
Yeah,
good intended, but didn't know how to operate within the function. Because the function's not going to change because you show up. I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
there you go.
What's up? Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How's it
How
going?
You doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
How you doing, Miss Bonnie?
I am fine. And you guys? You guys are someplace where it's warm while
really.
We're shoveling snow.
Well, I'm gonna say something and I hope it doesn't offend you, Miss Bonnie, but I'm gonna say it.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. I can be offended.
You know,
I'm older.
I 100% agree that you've got individuals in the Republican Party that do not have the balls to do
they
what is
don't.
Necessary.
They're like bad parents, just like the ones that are running our kids, our children now. They're just bad parents, and it's a reality show. It's like Survivor.
They're playing
our money.
Well, Alex, you're laughing. What are you laughing?
They're like playing Survivor.
Well, I was just laughing at her comment that it's like a reality show, Survivor.
It is. I mean, it
well,
is.
You remember. You
Have you ever
the
seen the Kardashians?
Right?
You know, the Kardashians spend money they don't have, and no one cares for stuff they don't need.
Yeah, if you think about it, everybody has got an ally in this lifeboat.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
But when it comes down to it, if you've only got two spaces in the lifeboat, guess who's going to get the two spaces? The two most powerful people. And that's what they're doing. They're playing lifeboat with us. They're kicking all of us to the wind, to the curb. We're going to drown, and they're going to survive. That is the two powerful parties. Or the one
powerful
party. They're playing both of us. Huh?
Well, the people that are behind us, the mayor of New York, which right now I can't think of his name, he is one of
Bloomberg.
He's the 13th richest person in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And don't think when he says we're not going to drink 16-ounce sodas that he's not paying all the people he needs to pay. I mean, he's even gotten in behind the Colorado gun thing over there in Colorado. What does he care in Colorado if people have guns? You know, there's the people that have money are just running amok. They're running amok. They buy what they want. It doesn't matter if they need it. They do it for their own personal reasons, and they don't have any morals. The problem is they got into office somehow. Now, that's they do get the vote. But I think there's a lot of people. I mean, we have a thing in the newspaper here where we live where the last treasurer of our county, and we live in the Appalachia, probably sucking millions of dollars for federal funding. But, you know, he's being investigated right now because he was taking taxpayers' dollars and investing it. And, you know, and now they, and every day it's on the front page. And the first day that it came out, it was regular language. Ever since then, it is absolute gibberish. You know, the way that the article is written. Back talk, can't understand the language, poorly written, goes on and on and on about, you know, nonsense and abbreviated words, and so that the people can't even understand and even read it or figure it out. It's just silliness. We just paid our property taxes up here in Ohio, so, you know.
600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, 269-1188, who's that?
You know who this is.
Okay. I know who this is now.
You're doing that Tracy Supremacy stuff on me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Keeping me
muted. I didn't see you there. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I had other things open. Hold on. I had, I think Alabama went off. I think everybody is up. Go ahead, Michigan.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there listening to you guys, and the thing about it is, you know, you said politicians are crooked, but before they become politicians, they were your citizens, your Christians, your businessmen. So is there like some type of metal detector or some type of detector that they go through?
And Jeff their
morals and their
Jeff
values?
And I had, no, Jeff and I had this conversation during the break.
So do their morals get stripped? Do they go through some type of detector that strips their morals?
What
when
happens
they become
is
politicians?
People become without accountability. It's like a wayward child. They lose their focus if you don't make them accountable and hold them to their original agenda.
And do you think this is the best argument for term limits?
Not term limits, but accountability. See, term limits don't do anything besides
give people a warm. How do you make politicians go account? So you're saying if you're elected and the stock market crashes on your term, you should pay us for what we lost?
No,
I mean,
no,
how do you make them accountable?
Accountable is you go in and do that which is right, even though you get pressure to do that which is wrong.
There's a whole other set of problems there. Who's the judge of what's right and what's wrong then?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's not
right
a good
decision,
argument, Tracy.
Hold on. It's not hard to make the right decision. The right
There's
decision
no universal
is,
right.
Hold on. The right decision says if this is the platform in which you ran on, this is the platform in which you adhere to. So if we run on small government, you don't go and expand the government.
Can I say this?
If you run on conservative values of saying that you're not going to support same-sex marriage and abortion, then no matter how you feel and how many times your kids get married to the same partner, you do not come in and initiate laws and try to persuade them so that your children can be vindicated and validated.
Let me say this to you. We had an independent win the office of mayor in our area. Am I correct?
If that's what you want to call it. Yes.
He ran
on an independent.
Now, yeah,
an independent Democrat.
Everybody knows he was a Democrat, but still, he ran as an independent. And both sides gave him money. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, both sides demanded of him during his first term.
Yes.
And both sides got almost everything they wanted.
No.
I said both sides got. Okay.
No.
Who didn't get what they wanted?
The Republicans didn't get anything
that's
they wanted.
True.
What did they get?
He got plenty of things that they asked for. The only thing they asked for him to do was to lay out on the one race, and he didn't. And then number two, the other side, got the sheriff that they wanted.
They got everything else? Well, they got the sheriff they wanted? What sheriff?
Yeah, the sheriff that they wanted to
Bill
keep
Green?
It. No, not Bill Green.
Who? What sheriff?
The sheriff that was
chief of police?
Yeah, they got the chief of police that they wanted. Okay. That wasn't his choice, remember?
But my question to you is, they didn't get what they wanted.
Yes, they did.
No,
get black
people got what they wanted.
Oh, that was black people's choice.
To Jimmy Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
No, I do.
But I do know that we didn't get what we needed.
What I'm telling you, no, black people didn't get nothing they needed, but everybody else did get some things going on, because I remember our side saying, Mayor Williams has done a good job.
He's done a good job,
because that's what they wanted.
He did better than Hagen, yeah.
Okay, he's done way better than Hagen would have done. I mean, like I said before, he was head and shoulders above all the competition.
But
okay,
you can't talk in abstract. I can't read that.
My point is the Republicans got a little and the Democrats got a little. And then he made some decisions on his own, which I think he did many things kind of afraid to make them, but he still did them. Okay, my point is this. If you get a man that's a man of principle in the White House, even though many of his party hierarchy don't like him, if the people vote for him, it's over. They have to go along with him. And if he goes as an independent and wins, both sides are going to be sucking at that particular breast, trying to get milk. They're not going to dog them.
If you really believe mm-hmm. that a man has the ability without a... Because remember, mayors don't have platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Presidents do.
Yeah.
And if you do not have the platform to run on, in which they're trying to skew the platform, you got to understand what's really going on here. This is bigger than just the administrative person called the president.
Well, Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy, listen, an elected official is supposed to be a representative of his constituencies.
Right.
No.
Well, he's not?
No.
What's he supposed to be then?
Good grief.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, because you guys, what I'm saying to you is, your representative, when you go and nominate the person and I just want to stick on the federal platform. I'm not going to city council. I'm not going to mayor. I'm not going to county commissioners. I'm not going to that. When you go into our conventions on the Democrat and the Republican side, you adhere to run on the platform, not on your principle. When you skew the platform, which is being done now,
mm-hmm.
and you go off of the platform, which was supposed to be written in comfort by the people, then what you're doing is exactly what the Republicans are doing today. Right now, if you look at the party, the Republican Party, they're trying to put together the infrastructure to change the platform on which the president is supposed to drive. And whatever the president drives, so does your Congress. Based upon your platform.
Now I understand why Sitting Bull said that the president speaks with forked tongue.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, what you're saying is for that person to be a member of that party is what they want them to believe and to uphold. But that is foolishness, because we live in a representative republic.
They're
behind is going down there with my vote to represent me, and when they don't, I try my best to vote their behinds out.
Based upon your platform.
No. It ain't got nothing to do with no doggone platform.
Right.
It's got to do with what people want.
And
the majority of your people, you're representing.
Jeff.
Because they can't vote.
However you want to make it run, I understand where you're coming from.
No, that's not. This is exactly what it is.
And I'm telling you, in a two-party system, the way America runs,
That's
it's
a problem.
Driven on policy and plot.
That is not
law, though,
Tracy. I'm going to disagree. Let me explain to you why, Tracy. A majority of Catholics do not believe in or support any abortion whatsoever, and yet they still support the Democratic Party.
And what
even though the Democratic Party in their platform supports abortion.
And what I'm saying to you is, people say that they're a part of a party and they vote that way.
Okay.
Most people vote Republican, they vote Democrat.
But see, Tracy,
but they are
this
not,
is
let
why.
Me finish, hold on. But they are not, because your platform drives your legislation and your agenda.
No. What drives it, Tracy, is the most organized interest groups. That's
that
what
true.
Drives it.
That
the
is
most
true.
Your organized interest groups.
Didn't you hear me say that the Tea Party had no order?
Your publications.
Did you hear me
your
say,
news
did you hear me say the Tea Party had no
right,
order?
Right now they don't, but I guarantee you, you get the right person and let them get a little steam.
The money will
be
pour
organized.
In. The money will pour in.
It'll come.
And it all comes down to money.
Again. If you look at all the facets of how they have fractured the American political system right now, with the 527 groups, the campaign finance, the lobbying groups, and then your political groups.
Do you realize that the Democratic Party was in the same situation that the Republican Party is when they put out the Contract for America?
Different
sides of the aisle, that's it.
Different time.
Different sides of the aisle.
But different time.
Same thing's happening.
13 million people did not vote.
I'll tell you, I know who didn't vote.
Okay.
My question is, how you going
to
get them garnered to vote when you have to understand that you are based in a party system where your media controls the both sides of them, getting your message out, and you have something called and in an unorganized effort trying to push forth their ideas without a platform.
I'm not telling you to get the unorganized effort. I said you get the right candidate, and it's over.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
The problem is they're going to have to find someone who can articulate
that
the Republican Party doesn't want to destroy your Social Security today, but they want to create a system where you have control over your own life.
I agree.
And they have to figure out a way to articulate it and go around ABC, NBC, CBS, and MSNBC.
Once again, I agree with you to a huge degree. I'm saying that the right candidate, the right candidate must do just what you said. But the thing is he doesn't have to say what the doggone Republicans believe or not.
I didn't say head.
I know, I've been talking to Sticks. I'm not talking about what you said. I'm answering what Sticks just said. The Republicans don't matter in this case because this is going to be the deal. If they don't capitulate, if they keep on capitulating towards these mealy-mouth, weak-kneed, she-bagging-the-ocean guys that you don't know whether they're going or coming, they're not going to win.
Right.
And if you run as an independent or some other party for the first time, history can be made in this country. Because 13 million people sitting back not doing nothing because they didn't think they had a choice means something.
Abraham Lincoln was a third-party candidate.
Huh?
Abraham Lincoln was a third-party candidate.
Listen. Absolutely.
Go ahead. I think that's Alex. Or is that you, Matt?
Well, I did want to chime in on something. I think it's a mistake for the Republican Party to focus on, in any way, trying to dismantle Social Security, at least at this time. I think that it should, you know, I think that it's not within the confines of the what the founders, you know, intended. But the fact of the matter is that it's there. People pay it. They pay their taxes into it, whatever. And so the problem isn't necessarily Social Security, it's Congress. If Congress wouldn't keep meddling with the account, it would be, you know, it wouldn't be anything wrong with Social Security. It would be able to meet its obligations. But, you know, Congress is the problem. They keep, you know, they're the ones that's messing around with Social Security, taking money out of it and all this stuff. I mean, there's no money there even now. It's just a bunch of IOUs back when, you know, Newt Gingrich said, oh, I balanced the budget. You didn't balance anything. You just took the money out of Social Security. So it's just, I think that
you know, people feel like as long as you say I'm going to dismantle Social Security, people have paid into it their entire lives. And then to say, well, now, and then you want to call it an entitlement after they've paid into it an entire life, you're going to leave a bitter taste
well,
in people's mouth as long as you're doing that.
I don't want to call it an entitlement, but, Alex, where can a government store money? All those years that we had surpluses in Social Security, where would the government have stored that money?
You do it like anything else. You put it in a line item.
But
you put it in a fund.
This is the problem.
Government can't do that, right, Alex?
Right. Yeah, it can't.
Where can any government, not just ours, but when a government has a huge surplus like that,
what do you mean you can't put
on a line item?
Wait a minute, why can't you?
Because where do you store the money?
Government doesn't store money.
Okay.
In fact, when I had to do a budget, you know, when I was in the service,
okay,
you know that I had to spend everything that my lab spent. Or else I did not get the same money for next year.
Hold on, because when I was treasurer of the school board,
mm-hmm,
there was a line item that I was not allowed to, you know, touch because it was only for operation. And so there was a fund for operation, and then there was a fund for based upon bonds.
Okay. But that money sits there.
What is a bond?
Ready to be spent.
Based upon bonds. We went out for a bond levy, a mill. And what happened was the money went in, and as you collected the taxes, and it went into that fund, that we were not allowed to commingle that fund with any other fund.
Alex, do you know what I'm trying to explain?
Am I missing something?
Yes.
All those years
when Social Security was bringing in billions more a year than they were paying out, would the federal government have stored that money until they needed it?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Well, you have a U.S. Treasury.
That's what they're telling you they're doing now. They're issuing bonds.
Right.
Treasury is issuing bonds, and they're just spending the money. The only way they could have stored that value would have been to buy a commodity.
Right.
And the problem is when you have to start cashing a commodity in, it's going to be worth way less than what you paid for it because you're dumping a whole bunch of it on the market.
And this is where I knew you're going to go there. And this is my point when it comes to government meddling. See, the U.S. dollar. Like, even though, like, the people who, like, our grandparents or parents or whatever, who paid into Social Security, that money, you know, just with the currency has dwindled since Nixon. But it lost, you know, over half of its value just in the 70s alone because he completely removed the gold standard from the gold backing of the dollar. So that's a problem, you know, because it's our monetary policy. So we're supposed to be, you know, Congress is supposed to be in charge of coining money, and it's supposed to be backed by gold and silver. But since we're not doing that, now we're doing all this other nonsense to try to, you know, fix symptoms of a problem instead of dealing with the real problem. So, yeah, so what you do is you'd actually have a hard asset, something that's kept its value for thousands of years, gold and silver, and that's what the government should be holding in those, you know, Fort Knox or whatever for those Social Security accounts. And they'd be,
right.
And that's the way it should have been done, and that's actually how it's intended to be done originally. But then, what, 30 years afterwards, they completely remove the gold backing from the dollar. Now we've seen inflation, you know, like crazy.
Right, right.
And so that's the real problem.
I mean, because if you carry it out in a gold-backed financial system, you should be in pretty much a perpetual state of deflation.
So going back to
or staying even, yeah.
So going back to what I asked, the number is 347-945-5229. Let me take my break and let me come back at the top of the hour. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. It is 1:59 here on WSLM AM 600. And today is the 25th. Today is Monday, and I hope you're having a good week. And we'll see you on the other side of the break.
WSOM, Salem. Home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. hundreds of flights canceled because of the spring snowstorm that's closed schools and triggered fender benders from Indiana to Pennsylvania. This driver in Indianapolis.
It don't scare me to drive. It's the other people that think the road conditions are better than they are.
And the storm dumped a record 17 inches of snow on Springfield, Illinois, before continuing east. People have been waiting since Friday to attend the Supreme Court's gay marriage cases that are being heard tomorrow and Wednesday. Meanwhile, the justices agreed to delve deeper into race-based preferences, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The court has already heard arguments in this term's affirmative action case about admissions at the University of Texas. But now justices say they also want to consider an effort to ban race considerations in Michigan. A 2006 ballot measure in that state was aimed at outlawing preferential treatment in education and government hiring. A divided appeals court blocked the Michigan law, but now the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the fall.
President Obama says he expects Congress to take up debate on the immigration bill next month so he can sign it into law soon. His remarks came at a White House citizenship ceremony for 28 immigrants, 13 of them members of the U.S. military.
Immigration makes us stronger. It keeps us vibrant, it keeps us hungry, it keeps us prosperous. It is part of what makes this such a dynamic country.
Corrections officials and guards from as far away as Morocco are among the hundreds attending a memorial service today for the Colorado prison's chief, Tom Clements, killed last week while answering his front door, his widow, Lisa.
Last Tuesday night, Tom and I were watching TV and our doorbell rang. And my life was forever changed.
Former prison inmate Evan Ebel, who was killed Thursday in a gunfight with Texas authorities, is a suspect in Clement's death. This is ABC News.
Hey, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Airlines may be about to loosen restrictions on some electronic devices on planes. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
It's a standard part of the pre-flight announcements.
Your mobile phone and other electronic devices should be turned off.
Soon the rules about electronic devices may change. The New York Times reports the FAA is thinking about allowing passengers to keep Kindles, iPads, and other reading tablets on during takeoff and landing, provided they're set to airplane mode. There would be no change to restrictions on cell phones, but the electronic emissions of e-readers do not appear to harm an airplane's instruments. Pilots support this change, perhaps hoping fewer passengers would become unruly when told to power down. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Something new to see at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. It's called Angry Birds Space Encounter, billed as an effort to lure kids to the wonders of math and science. Tiger Woods has won the rain-delayed Arnold Palmer Invitational to once again take the top spot in the PGA rankings. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Fire damaged a rental house in Youngstown last night. Officials say a family with several small children was able to get out safely. The fire broke out in the 2000 block of Felicia Avenue. The fire started in a bedroom, but an official cause was not immediately determined. Battle lines are being drawn over whether Ohio should scrap its requirement to power companies generate a portion of its electricity from renewable sources such as solar and wind. In hearings last week, Ohio Senate Public Utilities Chairman Bill Seitz reopened the discussions in the 2008 state law that requires renewable sources to account for 12.5% of the power utilities produce. Ohio's tax commissioner is urging eligible businesses to take advantage of a state amnesty program before it ends and avoid penalties and interest for any unpaid use taxes incurred since January 2009. Tax Commissioner Joe Testa says the use tax amnesty ends May 1st. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Need broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice for your small business? Custom plans from AT&T have just what you need. Call 1-855-877-4288 today for special offers available on new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th. Starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling. Because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops,
laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, and Jeff Sticks, Ben, and I are here in the studio. We have Alex, Matt, and looks like Diva on the phone. Hey, Matt, you got anything to say about what's going on here?
Something just caught my eye. I was kind of freaked out. I looked at the news. They canceled the Cleveland Air Show. It's a classic air show in the country, and go figure that a Democrat-controlled city would cancel something that's what Cleveland pins a lot of things on, is the air show. That's how they're known for a lot of things. They just canceled it. That's
why?
Crazy.
They canceled it? What's the big deal?
I don't know. As a child, I used to go. I love aviation. I'm all ticked off about that.
Oh, don't feel bad. They canceled it. They canceled it because
orgasm. But for Amanda Grice, it's a living nightmare.
Who's that?
Living nightmare.
614. Is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I clicked on something on Facebook and it took me to YouTube, and I'm like, what the?
What are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Hold on, Diva. They're making cuts, and they're not making cuts that mean anything. They can cut some stuff. They can cut office supplies.
You mean no? Listen, how about this? How about why are lesbians gain fat? Weight faster than every other woman in the country.
No, 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 it's drunks.
It's lesbians.
No, 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 no.
I just saw it last night.
Oh, I thought the study was why do lesbians drink more than everybody.
They do, and why do they drink more than everybody? It's two studies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about any of those, but who cares?
Millions of dollars we spend.
Our government cares about that.
Why?
Obviously. You tell me, we both know.
Is there some national secret why lesbians drink more?
I would say I'm happy.
my personal favorite is the shrimp on the treadmill.
Yeah. Listen. But that could be a potential energy source.
We'd be paying our thing to Long John Silver's.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you mean shrimp's $500 a pound now?
Yeah.
Well, Obama took care of that program. Well, that makes sense now.
You understand, right?
I understand.
It is a scam, all of it.
Yes, it is.
All of it is.
It's
just
all
smoke and mirrors.
It's all designed to keep us in bondage.
Why don't we just go back to doing what the Constitution says we're supposed to do and dump all the rest of this crap?
I think we got to go back further, to where we actually take up arms against the government.
If we're not careful, It could happen.
I'm preparing for it.
We're really close. I mean, I'd hate to see it happen, but we're really close.
Yeah, it's like the military. When Obama got elected, they sent out a memo to each of their officers stating that they took an oath to swear and uphold the Constitution and no political
enemies,
office.
Enemies, foreign and domestic.
Is that why we are... they're buying up all the ammunition so that the American people cannot?
Maybe they are.
Probably.
You know, I mean, come on. The first thing the president said once he got elected is that he wanted to create a private police force that would rival the military. Now, I'm sorry, that's the first thing Hitler did. It was called the SS. And then they went into the ghettos and they cleaned them out with the SS.
I mean, that's where the TSA's headed. Or not the TSA, but DHS, Department of Homeland Security.
Could be.
Why do they need? How many armored personnel carriers did they just buy?
Hmm.
Several thousand.
Yeah. How many armored personnel?
2,700.
2,700.
Yeah. How many armored personnel rounds do you have?
Hey.
Oh, wait, they don't allow us to have those.
Did you guys just read that they were using live ammo for training exercises, and that they said that's never
they
happened
said,
before?
No, they've always used live ammo.
They always use
they
live
use,
ammo.
Or did they use they, piercing armor? They use some kind of bullet. I'm not sure which kind.
Well, they started ordering up the armor-piercing
and
hollow points.
And they said they were going to start using them for
yeah.
for training exercises, and the National Rifle Association said they've never used...
No. You use
well, hollow points. Hollow points aren't even allowed.
Actually, yeah, the Geneva Convention outlawed hollow points. You're only allowed to use full metal jacket and armor piercing.
And they said
yeah.
you're using something for training, and they said they've never used that before,
yeah.
and it's
no.
never happened. I don't know what to do.
Hollow points are just used for soft targets, meaning human beings,
and they're
flesh.
And they're also ordering citizen targets that look like citizens.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Diva. She was
Hi.
There.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
Good.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Not much.
Not much.
Getting all ready for Easter?
I don't celebrate Easter.
Oh. You celebrate Resurrection Sunday?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting ready for Resurrection Sunday?
I usually do that like 2 days before I get my dinner prepared. And
yeah, Jesus comes back now. You better come on the goat.
Why do you always play?
I'm not playing. It's cold out there.
You really think you need the coat?
Well,
when he comes back, it will behoove everybody else to have on more than a coat.
He ain't gonna come to Ohio. He's gonna come to Florida. He's gonna be on the beach.
Could you imagine? In all honesty, could you imagine like if Jesus was alive today and all the social media we have? You know, it's like he'd be at a hockey game. You know, here in New Jersey, go Devils. You know.
Oh God, that was.
You know, I mean.
That was bad.
At a hockey game.
Go Red Devils. Sick.
That's the name of the New Jersey hockey team, by the way.
I know who the Red Devils are. My question is, how corny can you get?
I'm just trying to picture if Jesus came back today. I mean, what would it be like with social media?
You can be that corny.
What would it be like if he was here today?
You
I'm walking
so
amongst
corny.
Us. I mean, I would really want... That would be an interesting thing. I mean, he's going to come back again. I guess he's going to have to face social media.
No,
right?
Oh, no. He's going to be social media.
You think?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, when he comes back, it's... If you're not on the right side of this one,
you're going to be on the wrong side of a lot.
I strongly suggest, you know, you're hiding under a mountain somewhere.
No, you can't hide.
No.
There ain't no hiding place.
Nope.
That's right. You'll be under the mountain for sure.
There ain't no hiding place. Hold on, guys. Local call. Your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Dee. I've been calling you a few times now. I feel like part of the group.
You are. How is everything going?
Very good, thank you. Even though we have this snow, you think it looks pure as it's fallen. And don't we wish that our country was pure? I was thinking about words today, and I was thinking with the Republicans, they never really capitalized on the idea that we are a republic. I heard, you know, Jeff talking about that. And the other thing is, you know, they have diminished so much the Pledge of Allegiance, because in that we pledge to, you know, our republic. It seems like that whole concept of a you know, representative republic is lost. And the Democrats get a real plus by identifying themselves with democracy and freedom, but the Republicans don't really have that, like, catchy, you know, phrase or something that, you know, that identifies them. And then I think the Republican Party is losing, you know, all the specialness that it was when they're eroding away the values and the character. So do you think that maybe it's time for another party? And then I think about the Tea Party, and I think it never really got credibility because of, you know, the teasing about the, you know, the idea of the, you know, the Tea Party thing. I don't even understand all that was involved in that. I remember they were making jokes about tea bags, but I didn't understand. I didn't catch it.
I will say this. We were talking about this earlier, and this is where everybody thinks that there can be a third party. My own personal, from my limited knowledge base, because of the layers of the system that the infrastructure has put in, getting a third party up and going, unless there is an overwhelmingly organized effort, would be almost non-existent. I think there needs to be a coup.
Take it back. Yeah.
And just take it back. See, I'm not into remaking how to build a will. I believe in refining the will that's already there and just take the sucker back. And you can do that. Mm-hmm. But trying to create a new one is going to be very, very difficult.
Well, have you seen this advertisement for some, I think it's a cell phone, where they're showing Paul Revere dancing around doing charades with the family?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's cute. But it just... I think so many times there's an opportunity to educate our children about our history, and it's lost. And I think how sad that a lot of kids are going to watch that commercial, and they're not going to have any. If you ask them, you know, later, like how Jay Leno goes and does the jaywalk clip where he asks people about current events or history, people are going to identify this commercial with who Paul Revere was.
Yeah, but how many people, you know, think of George Washington with wooden teeth and I chopped down the cherry tree? I mean, that's a cartoonish thing that they've done to George Washington throughout history.
I didn't like him anyhow, so it didn't make a difference.
I hope reasonable people, though, use these teachable moments.
You got to understand, this is the problem with America. You can't teach something that you no longer believe in. And so when you talk about teachable moments, how can I teach my child anything when I don't have a clue either?
Yeah, we agree with you, but who are you talking about?
The majority of the American electorate.
Oh, I disagree with you.
I totally disagree.
I think our self-determination and our self-motivation has been eroded.
I think you have
the majority of Americans right now that honestly do not believe they can make it without some sort of help from government.
Okay, so let's go find the uninformed voter. Let's be honest here. Go out and ask people who are not a part of your social circle a couple questions. Ask them to name the three branches of government and ask them to give you the names that are in there. Just ask them that simple question.
But, you know, Tracy, the reason that so many of us call shows like yours and enjoy the conversation and the thought-provoking discussions is because we're missing that elsewhere. We can't find it anywhere else.
And that's a problem. You got to look at the dumbing down of Americans.
Exactly.
They're numbing us, and they are. We learn the Bill of Rights from Schoolhouse Rock, and you can't find Schoolhouse Rock or anything equivalent to it on television anywhere.
Well, de Tocqueville talked about, you know, in the 1800s, how even the furthest backwoods had a copy of the Constitution, and people would meet Sunday after church in their picnics, and they would discuss the Constitution. And
wouldn't that be a beautiful thing to do today?
Oh, absolutely, but, you know, you can't talk about politics and religion.
Let me say this. Let's look at the new series that was on called The Bible
on the History Channel.
And how many people watched it? And people are so enamored by how many people actually watched this series on the Bible, and how many people realize how much biblical error
that was actually in
the
depiction
Bible.
Of the Bible.
Yeah. A lot of artistic license was taken.
Yes,
a lot.
And I'm just a little bit. I just hope that it encouraged a lot of people to pick up their Bible.
You missed the point.
No, I didn't miss the point. I know exactly.
You missed the point. The biblical error, bad information is worse than no information.
At times.
And what's happened, when you look at what they did, there was some stuff that was really
wrong.
Wrong. I don't know. They got.
Yeah, that wasn't the Bible I read.
I don't know where they found some of these Bible stories. They made them as they went along. And so, yeah, it was really great that it was called the Bible. I just don't know what Bible they was reading.
I think the other series, the Viking series I had, was closer to the Bible than the Bible.
And you might be. And so, when what she's saying about, you know, wouldn't it be nice? Yes, it's nice, but we need to quit allowing people to take poetic license with things because.
Like they're doing with the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to have thought-provoking discussion, though, is so critical because you're learning and you're also, you're being challenged in your own thinking. And
a lot.
You, yeah. I was going to say, most folks I know are not deep thinkers anymore. A few, will challenge themselves to almost to the verge of a headache. But it's just, people buy the quick and easy. It's a microwave society.
But we have conditioned, and we are conditioning.
Well, that's...
Every day we are conditioning the majority of people to not think.
This is true, but you know what you do have though.
Are we conditioning or indoctrinating?
Both.
You're doing just that. Both of them. But here's what I'm saying. What's going to happen is you're going to make there be a separation, and when that separation happens, you know what you're going to get?
Bloodshed.
Uh huh. And you're going to get a lot of it. And guess what? The people that are going to be the win are only going to be the ones that have guns.
I heard an interesting fact here. The only firearms that a civilian's allowed to own in Cyprus is a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how many rounds they're allowed to have?
Three.
Two.
Two.
What's Joe Biden been hollering about?
Shotgun. Just get a shotgun.
Double-barreled shotguns.
Two shots. Yeah.
I mean,
what do you think would have happened if you had a truly free society in Cyprus where they were allowed to bear arms, and all the banks, the government had all the banks close their doors so nobody could get their money back?
That government would have been overthrown overnight.
Yeah, they'd
exactly.
Drug people out.
And that's exactly what they wanted.
Every elected official that supported that decision would be dead today, and rightfully so.
Or imprisoned, or out of office.
Are there any reports about them breaking down windows and trying to get into the bank? You figure that would be...
So there's no money kept in those banks.
Yeah, and they know it.
Yeah. Oh.
And there's no money kept in ours.
Right.
And that's the point.
Yeah, go to your bank. Yeah, go to your bank and tell them you want $10,000 in $100 bills and see what they tell you.
No, I'll give you
that. They have to order.
I'll give you a better one than that. Dummies that go and rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. $500. You're going to prison for the rest of your life for $500.
$500 cash, an exploding bag.
Yeah.
Dummies.
And serial numbered marked bills.
Yeah. Dummies that rob a bank.
Yeah. Get one of those red tattoos, man.
Yeah.
No, the banks keep, tellers keep more than $500. They have banks that large have more than $500.
Diva, it was a joke.
How much more, Diva?
But not much.
But I was going to say, when you're willing to kill a poor pizza delivery man for $20.
Yeah, let them try to take 30% of what I have.
But, I mean, you don't hear a whole lot about organized bank robbers. If you want to rob something, you better go to the check cashing store.
Without revealing the bank, I won't tell you where more than $1,000 that they keep in the drawer goes.
Yeah, Diva, seriously, walk into a bank and demand $5,000 in $100 bills and see what they tell you.
You have to order it.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
probably
come back
in
Friday.
$100 bills, but I'll be able to get $5,000 from that withdrawal.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Depends how big.
No, hold on, Jeff. You can get $5,000 if you go and cash a check, and you know,
in a cashier's check,
in a cashier's check, in denominations if they have.
Right.
Hold on, Diva. But unless you've got, when you go to close your account, if you have more than you know X amount of dollars, you go and close that account, and you tell them that you want cash.
And actually, any transaction over $10,000 is reported to the federal government.
$9,999.
I thought it was $5,000.
No. $9,999.
Reported to the federal government, but they do not stop your funds. They're reported to the federal government. As long as the federal government knows about it, then you will
When's the last time you went in?
They are doing that right now.
Diva, when's the last time you went in and asked them to cash a check for $10,000?
I just cashed one for $16,000.
Let me tell you what they're going to tell you.
I went 2 years ago.
Diva, did they not put a hold on it? Or was
no,
it cash?
They didn't.
Was it a cashier's check, an official
cashier's check?
No, it was not a cashier's check.
Was it a government check?
No, it wasn't a government check.
That wouldn't do
it. Was written on
bank. They won't give you nothing for a government check.
It was written on that bank.
You know, you can't even go and
cash. Well, it wasn't written on that bank either.
Then you had the money in the bank.
No, I didn't.
Then something was wrong.
There's something wrong because they're not going to give you that. They're not going
to
give that to you.
They're not allowed to.
Were you at a bank or at a...
They are. I've been with that bank for 7 years.
You're one of the special
never had
people.
A problem, and they cashed it.
Trust me, Diva, when I was flipping houses, a lot of houses, I would routinely walk into the bank with $50,000 checks, and there was a 10-day hold put on.
Yeah, absolutely, automatically. I don't care where that came from.
Or written to you from, that was you. I didn't have that problem.
Diva, I said you're special.
That's right.
You're one of the few. You wanted a few, baby, because the rest of us.
It's a matter of
fact.
We're sitting up there waiting on our money, looking at can I write it? Is it open yet? Is it open yet?
As a matter of fact, just the other day, I walked into a local bank here branch with $5,800 to deposit in my account.
They put a hold on it.
They didn't put a hold on it, but it took me 20 minutes while they went up. They was going from this manager to that manager. Finally, they got about 7 steps up the ladder before they finally decided they wasn't going to put a hold on it. Because there wasn't that much money in the account.
I don't know, bank. Even if I make a deposit, it's only 24 hours before
Diva, sweetie, you're special.
Not unless if you make it with cash, it's only 24 hours. Hey,
but check,
no.
With a check, excuse me, it's 24 hours. But if it's cash, you can get it right there.
It depends on what
right.
it is. But when you take a check in there, they don't like giving out cash.
Because
they don't keep it.
In fact, the bank that I do business with now, if you don't have an account in that bank, they won't even cash a check that's written on their bank.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Nope.
They used to. Hey, the number is 347-945-5522. Now I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you. With your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to.
I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Amberin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761. 1-800-960-7761.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number. 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Fire damaged a rental house in Youngstown last night. Officials say a family with several small children was able to get out safely. The fire broke out in the 2000 block of Felicia Avenue. The fire started in a bedroom, but an official cause was not immediately determined. Battle lines are being drawn over whether Ohio should scrap its requirement that power companies generate a portion of its electricity from renewable sources such as solar and wind. In hearings last week, Ohio Senate Public Utilities Chairman Bill Seitz reopened the discussions in the 2008 state law that requires renewable sources to account for 12.5% of the power utilities produce. Ohio's tax commissioner is urging eligible businesses to take advantage of a state amnesty program before it ends and avoid penalties and interest for any unpaid use taxes incurred since January 2009. Tax Commissioner Joe Testa says the use tax amnesty ends May 1st. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives.
Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and we are, you know, heading uphill, and we're almost done with the day, and I want to thank everyone who called in, who's listening in, and those of you listening to the archive shows. If you ever want to go to our Facebook page, go to Tracy and Friends or Facebook, or Facebook.com/Tracy and Friends, you will see, you know, my Facebook page, and try to like us on Facebook. I'm trying to do better with the social media thing. I've been.
You're getting so popular, you're going to have to hire an assistant just to keep up, just like the big people.
No.
Yeah, you'll have to have a Twitter person.
Hold on, Stacey. Remember, there's three of her now.
Yeah, I'm outnumbered every Wednesday.
Hey, no,
I told you because that's a
I'm outnumbered on Wednesday.
Yeah, she's got that tripod thing going on over there. Yeah,
the only day it's
not another lady in the studio.
Today's the only day it's a fair fight.
It's even strength right now.
You guys keep it up here. You guys keep it up. You know, that's what's wrong. You guys dog women out, and then you wonder why. They don't want to be around.
That's a compliment.
No.
You're able to multitask. We're not. I mean,
well, we know that, but that's not the point.
That's
you got to keep dogging women out.
We
don't have multiple.
We just told you you're as strong as three men.
No.
That's a compliment.
No, it's not.
That is a definite compliment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You want equal rights? You're more than equal.
I didn't ask you for equal rights.
Wait.
I've never asked for equal rights.
What?
She's one of the smart women that know they had it better off when they stayed home with and daddy went to work every day.
I just don't want kids.
Oh, you really want it all.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to, No.
No, you know what? No, seriously, you just look at today's show, for example. I mean, she got into an argument with all three of us at the same time, and she won. We still may be outnumbered. She may be quadpolar, and we don't know it.
Tracy, can I share another thought?
Sure, go ahead.
I was just thinking today, you know, so many people are predicting civil war in our country. And I was thinking about the former civil war that we encountered. And God speaks to me sometimes. I was talking to a friend, and it just clicked in my head to think a little deeper on that. Using the president that we had at that time, his name was Abraham. And historically, Abraham had two sons that were, in a sense, in a civil war, vying for, you know, the favor of God, the promise of God. And I thought, wasn't that interesting that Abraham, we would have an Abraham as the leader of our country when we had brothers against one another. And then I got to thinking, you know, what would be the situation today if we had a civil unrest? And the name Barak means lightning. And so you think about a lightning strike, mm-hmm. and there would have to be destruction and devastation.
We're already there.
I think these are significant things that if we would just think and realize, you know, what... I don't think these things happen without meaning.
Hmm.
But that's spiritually deep,
mm-hmm.
and you gotta when you have spiritual things, carnal people cannot comprehend spiritual depth. But you have to realize that America has no idea
where they're playing in the spiritual realm, because everything that they do carnally is not real, and only thing that you do spiritually is real. And we're in a spiritual battle, and this battle is getting ready to be lost on our part because of our amoral stand on everything. And I don't think we really understand where we're going. America, same-sex marriage is headed to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, abortion and killing of innocents is wrong. The legalization of same-sex marriage spits in the eye of creation.
Yeah.
Because what it says is man, God made the union, the institution of male and female and procreation and producing after your own kind in error. And the normalization that America is taking is very, very dangerous. America has not won a war since it legalized abortion.
Yeah.
We have eroded the gods in our society to the place where he is pretty much non-existent. When you legalize an abomination and normalize it the way that they are doing, we have no idea the hand of God that will come off of our country.
Mm-hmm.
God bless America is said tongue-in-cheek now with that insincerity. What happens when God no longer blesses America and the world goes to war and comes after it?
You mean like right now?
Well, the hand of God is lifting, but it has not abdicated completely. But it is headed to the place where it is no longer going to be in the breast of God. What do you do then? And it's bigger than, and it's greater than just snow in March.
Well, isn't there a Western state that is now trying to establish within, I think it's Oklahoma.
North Dakota, I believe it is.
North Dakota, okay. They're trying to establish for their state that, you know, whatever happens in the rest of the country, that they're going to hold true, that a marriage is between a man and a woman.
No, that was Oklahoma.
Was that Oklahoma?
I'm almost sure, because
there are several Western states that are doing many different things.
They also made it illegal for any federal agent to remove any firearm from any private citizen from Oklahoma.
Wyoming has that legislation pending.
I think Tennessee, too.
I think this is what's staying the hand of God, is that you're seeing pockets. And I pray something wonderful happens here in Ohio.
I mean, Texas is talking about creating their own gold repository. Their own bullion repository.
Brilliant.
And telling
that.
They're saying that if they do that, they will protect it from the federal government seizure with their National Guard.
But you have. Remember, your states are not equipped to protect themselves against.
Actually, you know what they are.
How?
National Guard, or
go ahead.
Most of these armories that you see around the country.
Yeah.
Are under local state control.
I have a question for Sticks.
Hold on, Diva. The National Guard?
Yeah, the National Guard has...
Is controlled by the governor?
Yes.
Yes.
The governor has
And funded by who?
The taxpayers.
And paid for where? At the federal government?
The governor has to give his permission for any National Guard troops to be federalized.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The governor has to get permission.
So the federal
government cannot come in, but that doesn't mean that the National Guard can come in and protect
against the federal government. Yes, they can. Yes,
can. Can they really?
Yes, that's why
you've got men, you've got an armory, and you've got keys.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
And you guys are just not even look at the total picture of that, because all that will do is create another civil war.
That's what we were saying. That's the point, Diva.
So, I mean, it's
not
like something that you should be heralding that, okay, you have these idiotic governors who say they are for the Constitution, but in effectually they are not, because they go against the Constitution when they get it in their mind that they want to do stuff like that. Do this,
wait a second.
That will cause a civil war.
You're
governor.
the governors are acting in response to what the federal government is doing. It's not the governors in the states that are making the initial move. It's them reacting to what the federal government is doing. For instance, I don't believe any of the governors of the states are the ones putting drones in the skies above America. I don't believe it's the states or the governors who are teaching military members or trying to see if they're willing to shoot at American civilians. This is all reactionary, not actionary.
Yeah, and the states that seceded during the First Civil War was reacting to what happened then. They felt they had the right to continue with the commerce that they were doing it.
But they can still succeed.
And the federal government was trying to abolish that. And so they decided, well, we're going to take matters into our own hands, and we're going to create our own government.
Diva?
It's the same thing. Same
right.
premise.
It is. And it's permitted. It can happen.
And it's not good
happen.
For what? Our country.
No, it's not. But neither is our government right now.
We're not talking about the country. We're talking about the states. Remember, states are independent of the United States. As they're dependent and counter-dependent on the United States. They're their own.
It's called the
Diva, listen. The states are independent of the federal government, and the government is independent of the federal government is independent of the state. That's why when it happened down at Katrina, they had a hard time going in there with FEMA. It's because the governor did not invite FEMA, the federal government, in.
Diva, do you realize every federal agent that comes into a county has to go to the county sheriff
and
get permission to enter that county and register?
Yes. The states are independent even though they are dependent. They're part of the United States.
Did you know
and
that?
They can succeed.
Did you know that,
yes.
Diva?
Okay. I get
and,
all of
and,
that.
And this is why state law in such states as California, where they legalized the marijuana, supersedes federal law.
Right.
Okay, you understand that, Diva?
It only supersedes federal law for a moment, and then what happens? Someone
The federal government cannot and will not enforce any marijuana laws that a state has okayed.
Get his nose out of the
Diva,
mic.
Diva, that is why the federal government had to tie the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit to federal highway funds, because they had no authority
to enforce
a national speed limit.
Right, right. Same thing with a national holiday. You know, national holidays have to be okayed by the state.
Yeah, because remember Martin Luther King in Arizona.
Did not make
right,
it.
Right, right.
McCain,
so,
a long time.
McCain
right.
held that up for
right.
the longest.
So you understand that, Diva? States' laws supersede federal law.
Under the 10th
only those who right. do not fall up under the Constitution. If there is a
what
law
is
that was created
she
that challenges the Constitution of the United
understand.
States.
You're talking to hear yourself
yeah.
talk again, Diva.
Yeah.
Hold
on.
You're incorrect.
Whatever. Don't
ask
me no questions, and I won't tell
research,
you no lies.
You're incorrect.
Two one six, your mic is on.
You guys sound crazy today.
We are crazy.
Civil war and gay marriage, the wrath of God. I hope this is for entertainment purposes, and you guys don't really believe this. I mean, look around. What is so terrible right now?
You guys are
nuts.
I got you on this one, okay? Guess what? There has not been one single superpower country in history that has been able to survive after they legalized gay marriage in particular. Any organization, you can say what you want. You can believe what you want. You can believe it if you want. You will be the one that will see it happen, hopefully.
When will it happen? When can I call
there's
it?
There's no win involved with this thing.
It already is happening. It's already started.
Since you started legalizing killing kids was in the late 60s, early 70s, right? 1970? Okay. Now, since they've done that, we have never been... never won a war, number one. Number two, we have never been the lender only again. We've been a borrower. We have brought the wrath or the judgment of God down on ourselves with foolish acts like this.
Look at 9/11.
Look at Katrina.
Do you think there's ever been weather
disasters before?
Wow. Let me ask you about this. The largest concentration of abortion clinics in the United States is in the New York area.
Mm-hmm.
Who has been getting beat over the head almost steadily for the last 2 years?
This is like Lululand you guys are in right now. You're telling me there's never been bad weather in New York City?
Well,
you can go back in hundreds of years. There's always bad weather.
No,
always hurricanes.
It's impossible because Al Gore says that all this weather is brand new. We've never seen this kind of weather before, according to Al Gore in the lab.
That's right. And that's
very true. But you know, that's not true. This weather's been happening for centuries. There's nothing changing.
No, not according to Al Gore.
No.
One of your fans.
Why would I be a fan of Al Gore? Why would you say that?
He speaks the same nonsense you do.
I'm
not a fan of Al Gore.
Well,
I'm just a fan of reality, though.
No. You don't know what reality is.
Reality is
having a consequence for your actions. And the thing is you don't understand that this earth is set up on a particular group of laws that are just like any law in science that you can recognize.
What do you have against gay marriage? What is you personally? Why does gay marriage bother you?
Hold on.
What do you think they're going to do?
Hold on.
These gay people.
Do you realize that marriage is not a civil union? It is a biblical institution.
So are you for civil unions then? Would you be all right with civil unions? You can call it a smarriage. You'd be all right with that.
If you think that same-sex marriage and the institution of normalizing homosexuality and lesbianism is okay, and calling it a real normal act, and you think that's real in your heart and in your mind, you've got another thing coming. That's not normal. And you can't try to normalize it.
I'm for freedom.
Listen, if you want to screw from a chandelier and bounce up and down on it, that's your business. But you can't make me call it normal because nothing comes out of it except for lust.
But no one is making you call it normal.
Diva, you're not in this conversation.
They're not.
But I don't see why this is the wrath of God, the end of the United States.
Because marriage was an institution that was built upon a biblical principle. God instituted marriage in the beginning. And when you go and make it abnormal and make it to where it is an institution where you can actually have two men and two women and call it a sanction where the two shall become one so that there is no longer guilt behind it, what you have is a demonic union.
Since Jesus entered the world, we're not under the law anymore, though. God is not pouring out his wrath upon us anymore.
Let me put it on.
You can't go here now because I'm at
the
end
of
the day.
He don't know nothing about
it.
This man knows nothing about the Bible.
I appreciate you guys calling in. We'll do this again on Friday when we have open mic, if you want to call back in on tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about conservative issues and getting some outside opinion from some other people. The number is 347-945-5229. We want to thank everyone for listening in and called in. We appreciate you. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless and have a good day.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your... Spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's